Blog Talk Radio.
I rose above the noise and confusion to get a glimpse behind this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. So my eyes could see I still was a blind man. So my mind could think I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. Surround.
let your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
I'm living in twilight. colors of the night. Let it sing forevermore.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I've been alone. I'm a believer. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. Oh. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. If you saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
All right, there we go, the Monkees. We were talking about last night, the Monkees a little bit last night. So I thought I'd play a little bit Friday night. But anyway, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. Yes, it's your host, Ron Rick, the craziest fuck on the internet. I can't help myself. I was born this way, so I am just as much as I said in the opening show, that I am retarded. So anyway, as long as you're cool with that, I'm cool with you. And let's, you know what, man? We can't live this way. We're not going to be here forever. We're getting fucking older. We have to take a look at the future. But let's go back to the past one more time.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Cheer up, sleepy Jean.
Of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good times start and end without our loved ones to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need?
Cheer up.
Now, you're not going to live to this little P.S. Adore with her little cousin Tom. Tom, I'm sure you're going to enjoy. Anyway.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds.
Brian Reynolds. Check this out.
Offer.
Bye, Brian. See you later. Nice knowing you. See ya. Welcome to the show, kids. How's everybody doing? I thought you all would enjoy that. That good stuff, you know, that play, that classic rock, and good old songs of yesterday. Here on this KTEL album, you can get this series and set in 16 album collection. For $19.95, I'll probably stand right by now. Just have your credit card ready. You're going to have to pay separate shipping and handling for just to pay it if you want your money. So enter this fee, that fee, this fee, and that fee. And if you want it digitally, it would cost extra. So, yeah, you all know. All right. Wow. Yeah. You know, it's a funny thing. You know, we live life every day. You know, life's just, you know. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Hear good news, hear bad news. More bad news than good. You know, because shit is just not right. It just ain't, you know? The rejection that I have this issue, what we're seeing around us, and I call it retarded. I do. I have to, because here's why. When something does not mix together, it'll never go together like water and oil, right? So would, is it got something to do with transgender? You know, I could be a boy or a girl or a cat or a fire plug. So could I be a complete fucking retard too? I feel like it. I do sometimes. And here's why. We got all this shit going on, all this evidence against Biden, but nothing's happening. Who gives a fuck? No big fucking deal. And here's this deal. Trump did do nothing wrong, but he's going to get shit beat out of him all the time. Which that, no, it kind of like don't make no fucking sense now, does it? It just don't make no goddamn sense. What? What you mean, gunslinger? Got done? You know, your mom and my mom are both moms. Shit, man. But anyway, the thing is, it gets me mad. It's people catch this shit anymore. People know. They, you know, the shit they're trying to pull off on us, people get it. They know what they're fucking doing. You know, they still keep on doing it. You know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, blah, blah, blah. But the government and whoever else, corporate cocksuckers, all of them, don't understand. We get it now. We do. We know. If you don't know, you are. But, well, you know, the statement I made earlier. And I'm not, you know, I have nothing against retarded people. I'm one myself. I speak of my own. Ain't that the right? Ain't that legal? Yeah. So anyway, enough of my crazy bullshit going rattling on shit and all that. I'm going to crank up the phone lines here. See what everyone else has to say about this retarded world we live in. And, you know, of course, we'll be looking for different clips to play and stuff like that. And if you have something on your mind, let us know. Get a chat room, call in, do whatever. And here's the other deal. My policy is if you call into my show, you're going to be live. Regardless, there is no such thing as put up your fucking hand with me. I will turn you on regardless. You will be put on the show. That's the tough shit. It's up to you to meet yourself out, to be heard from, unless you're doing sexual things. We might want to listen, but maybe not. So anyway, I'm going to crank open these phone lines here and let you guys get in with me in this crazy world we live in. We're going to cover a couple of clips. We actually got them loaded up in Deck Radio now. But we're going to fire them off in a minute. But anyway, let me crank up these phone lines. So if you hear the chicks there, whoever, blah, 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 you know who's cute. So, yep, you are.
Hey, okay. Hey, anyway, hey, turn me on, hey, Ron.
Merry Christmas. The Lucifer Libertarians in the on the deck with us. Are lucid. I give up. I can't speak no more. See, they took my First Amendment away. Okay, what was it? Molested what?
Molested, uh-oh.
Molested libertarian.
The molested libertarian.
Come up
molested.
With alternate names for me. I love it.
You know, adult molestation, you know, with consent, something like that. Yeah. Just make it legal in case we say something wrong, you know what I mean? That's about what it's going to become.
Well, you don't want to offend anybody.
No, fuck no, I don't.
You don't want to offend anybody, do you, Ron? Jesus Christ.
I'm not
on,
racial.
You know?
And I'm not racial against people that are mentally retarded either. I'm not racially against them. You know, because they also come in every color. Ain't that something? Huh? Hey, what are they going to call me? A no good motherfucker? Well, that's what I am. Because I just don't
you are
know
no
what
good motherfucker.
That's it. Thank you. I appreciate that. But that's the truth. But that the problem is we don't live in reality, man. We are fed to these screens. Yep. I'm telling you, the computers, the fucking TVs, all this shit. Yep. I mean, you go on fuck Facebook, okay, fuck whatever they call it, fuck Facebook.
Zuckerberg,
anyway,
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, exactly. It all goes along with it, doesn't it? I'm sure he was Epstein's fucking, fuck, he wrote that Lolita more than anybody. But anyway, what I'm saying is you get all these fucking ads, man, all this shit, you know? There's one flipping around now on Facebook now that fucking Dr. Oz has cured fucking diabetes. You heard that one? Yeah.
It's all over the fucking place.
It's all over fucking Facebook. You know, ain't nobody commented. I did. I commented. I said, bullshit. You know, bullshit. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, you got to take into consideration, there are people out there that have cured a lot of fucking diseases.
Oh,
I'm not denying it.
I get that. And I don't deny that either, right?
Yep.
We know about the topic. But anyway, the thing I'm saying, Dr. Oz, and it shows a video of him getting his ass whipped, and he's talking with a black eye. This is all fucking AI-generated shit. It's so fake and funny. You know, but it's all over Facebook. And it's okay for them to do that kind of fucking illegal shit. It's illegal. You know what I mean? Dr. Oz, unless Dr. Oz signed over the rights to use his shit, they're fucked. Whoever they are, if they're a scammer and YouTube lets them do it, YouTube should be held responsible for it, too. What do you think?
They should be.
I think
absolutely.
YouTube does it too, though. YouTube does it too. They flipped them ads up. Now they really pressured me because I went for years with an ad blocker and never had an issue with fucking YouTube. All of a sudden they told me, you've got that ad blocked, motherfucker. So you better turn it off so we can play.
Oh, YouTube? Yeah, it's popping up on me, too.
Recently.
We see the critical error ad blocker.
Yeah. No, not no more, you know. They used to play songs, I still can, but I got to work my ass off to make it happen, you know. I got to change this, change that, to do this, that, you know what I'm saying? I got to mute, stop, block, pause, blah, 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 and, you know, that shit. Go ahead, Gunn. I'm sorry. I'm stoned. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that, you know, YouTube is God now. It's like Google God is now God, you know.
Yeah.
That's not, that's forbidden. You can't use it. It's forbidden.
Is God.
Yes,
Google
it is God.
Is God. You go to this motherfucker for all the answers. How do you,
and you
not,
thought you
how
were,
do you deny
what?
It?
My good.
Even if the answer might not be right, but most of the time you're pretty lucky, you know. You know, I've Googled shit you didn't believe existed anymore, or even existed at all, and it comes up in Israel. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
oh, yeah.
I was goofing around one day and I typed on Google, cock enlarger. Bam, there we go, right out of China. Oh, I'll be damned.
Well, of course. Absolutely. Anything. There's not nothing. Tell
it's
me something that Google
matter,
doesn't
whatever
know.
You want. Yeah, I mean, here's another fun fact that I got for you. I was looking for a key cutter.
Oh, my God.
Cutting keys, man. Anyway, but, you know, you need the laser cutter for the ones for, like, the, you know, Chevys that got the fucking the stick, you know, instead of a key-like thing, you know, on your mod and all that shit. They got to be cut different than a regular key, right? Well, I popped up one of them some bitches like $169. You could buy a key cutter like that. Ain't that crazy? Shit.
Damn.
Yeah, you can cut your own keys with that way, with that shit. Ain't that something? Yeah. Because you know what they wanted to
do?
The
only problem with that, you got to have
it. We got to have a computer to code the keys. I got a key coder in my computer. In my shop.
Oh, okay. You got to code that chip in there.
Yes, sir. You got to match to the car. Remember that time I told you I had a problem with that goddamn wheel position sensor? On my car, and I had to use my computer to teach it. They had that part to it. See, that's the same thing as the fucking key. Same thing. It's a bunch of bullshit. So if your car fucks up, if you want a Chevy product, you know, name it practically, and, if your stable lock and traction control keeps going up, good chances are you'll probably change everything in that fucking car. From the rake, from the bearings, brakes, wheel sensors, or your speed sensors, or, you know, you'll change the throttle body, plugs, you know, coils, all that shit. And find out it comes, that ain't it. They ain't showing what the fuck's wrong. Then eventually you got accident, find it, it's a wheel position sensor. $125 part. Yeah, but and that's all fun. And you can buy the part and you can put it in. It ain't that hard to do. And then once you get it connected, then you notice your stable lock is locked fucking on solid, and so is your stable. Your stable lock's locked. And so is your traction control locked. Mm-hmm. You can't fucking turn it off. That bitch ain't going to suffer nobody. That car is not going to run right at all. Okay. So, and that's the whole idea of that system, just to, you know, knock the power of the engine down, all that shit, and control it, the ABS, everything. Fucking spooky shit. You know what I mean? But anyway, Chevrolet's made everything out of fucking plastic. Everything out of plastic, you know? So yeah, I can key code in.
Well, they have to.
I don't have a day. What was it? Is it people can't drive
they
no fucking
to.
More? That's why it's just in there, stable lock and traction control. You know, fucking people can't think common sense. I mean, Jesus, man. But it's causing more problems to work on them for people. It's more expensive. People, it's unnecessary. I think it's unnecessary shit. I think airbags are unnecessary. You know, I just don't think the airbags are fucking worth the money. I see more people get fucked up by an airbag than they do the fucking actual accident. You know? Fuck, I mean, it's nuts, man. You wouldn't think that, but it is. They're fucking dangerous. I've seen a guy one time, we had to do an extract, and this fucking dude looked like he had fucking he was wearing glasses, right? Plastic frame glasses, and that airbag popped him in the face so hard it fucking looks like he's wearing his fucking glasses on from a bruise. It bruised his fucking face with the rim of the glasses. Ain't that some shit? So don't tell me airbag ain't a bad motherfucker, man. Yeah, that was not cool. That poor guy. It was not good for him at all. So, you know. But anyway, I was wanting to get into a clip. If I can fucking find it. I was going to do. But anyway, it's a... God damn it. Told you drugs. Brian Stelter's back up. Moving around. Y'all remember Brian Stelter? Little ball-headed fucker. Looks like a sissy.
Oh, yeah.
Talks like one. You know, was on CNN.
Mark Dyche.
Fiery much longer. Mark Dyche. Did you see it?
Yeah, Mark Dyche.
Did you see it today? Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
hilarious.
It's funny. I like Mark Dyche. I do. Get through this bullshit commercial. Colonial Pen Life. You don't have to have no problems. You don't need no exam or x-ray. You just need to come give us your fucking money. What the fuck? Hang on, I got a bad...
Usual reason. Can you... Brian Stelter made headlines again this week for the usual reason. Can you guess what it is? I'll give you a hint. It's the only reason he ever makes headlines. Everyone making fun of him. But first, a quick heads up. This is the last weekend. You can order anything from MarkDyche.com, including the classic Trump Cause sweatshirt, your Wanted for President Trump mugshot shirt, or any of my awesome designs. Be sure to get it in time for Christmas using regular shipping. Cutoff, I think, I was told, is Wednesday, but stop being a slacker. Get your orders in today at MarkDyche.com or click the link in the description below. By the way, this weekend, use the promo code SANTA at the checkout. You can save 20% off of anything. In case you haven't heard, Tucker Carlson posted his long-awaited sit-down in-studio interview with Alex Jones this week. And during that interview, check my previous video from yesterday for some of the highlights and analysis. But in that interview, they recounted how the night before, when Alex and Tucker and the crew were having dinner in the studio, which is in Tucker's barn in Maine, and having a few drinks, the topic of Brian Stelter came up. And Tucker's producer had Brian Stelter's phone number and called Brian Stelter, and Stelter picked up, and then the producer put Alex Jones on the phone with him.
He goes, "Oh, Alex Jones." I said, "I want you to come on my show." He said, "Oh, you still got a show?" And I went, "No, you're the one that doesn't have a show."
Sorry, I said it's so,
tell him the other line.
It's so boorish to like recount conversations people were witnessing.
It was funny though.
But you said, you know, you're off TV now, but you were a real star. I mean, not on CNN, but on my show. So good.
So now it's making headlines. Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson had a few drinks, called Brian Stelter, and he picked up. What was said was as bizarre and awkward as you could possibly think. Imagine being little Brian and getting a phone call from Tucker Carlson's producer and thinking that he's going to maybe give you some dirt on Fox News. And so you pick up the phone, and then it's Alex Jones. Some in the media are trying to defend little Brian, like mediaites. Tucker Carlson praises Alex Jones for drunk dialing Brian Stelter in a pretty masculine way. And since a hit dog barks, little Brian couldn't resist taking to Twitter to post an entry to his dear diary, saying sarcastically, "Always nice to hear from intoxicated old friends. I guess they have a lot of time on their hands these days." You are the one who has a lot of free time on your hands, little Brian, because you are unemployed, and they were preparing for one of the biggest interviews of Tucker Carlson's career. What else is interesting, as Alex revealed, is when he invited little Brian onto his show, Brian Stelter was surprised because he didn't think that Alex still had a show. Because when you're a media analyst for CNN, you're a complete moron and completely out of touch with what's actually happening in the media ecosystem. Alex was deplatformed from all the big tech platforms over 5 years ago in August of 2018 and sued for $1 billion in a kangaroo court. But his show is still on air and better than ever, live streaming every day on Infowars.com. And it looks like it will be returning to Twitter very soon. More on that in a moment. Do you have anything else you'd like to say about Tucker Carlson, little Brian?
I don't want to compare my experience with Tucker's because, for a lot of reasons.
Well, because Tucker has integrity and worked for a somewhat respectable news network while you worked for CNN.
But When I got fired by CNN, I went back to my farm, and I had the best few months of my life. This has been the best phase of my life. I've had time with my kids, being able to relax, being able to see the world differently.
Well, that's because you were paid millions of dollars from CNN to lie with every breath, and so that afforded you the ability to just take 6 months off and go hang out on your family farm and enjoy yourself, whereas, you know, most Americans actually have to work for a living.
Tucker, what did he do? He raced onto Twitter and started making videos. I don't want to use the word desperate, but he desperately wanted to recreate that fame. And I think that's what he's doing now. He's posting videos a lot more often. He's going on a world tour with far-right figures. He's flirting with Donald Trump at a UFC match. I think he very much wants to restore his power and fortune and in popularity. And I think it's going to be very hard to do that without Fox. But if anyone can try, it's him.
How dare Tucker not retire and sail off into the sunset and instead choose to use modern technology to continue doing his great work and bring it to millions of people. And if
See everything from miles away with this powerful U.S. Special Forces device. This new military monocular is based...
And if Tucker interviewing Alex Jones didn't cause a big enough media meltdown, things are about to go supernova because all signs are pointing to Elon Musk restoring Alex Jones' original Twitter account in a matter of hours. Depending on when you're watching this video, it may have already happened. We bombarded Elon with the facts about why Alex was actually banned from Twitter for confronting CNN's Oliver Darcy, Little Brian's sidekick, in Washington, D.C., outside of a congressional hearing about social media censorship. And so Elon started saying he would reconsider the ban, started saying that that was not a fair reason for the ban, and this morning posted the poll asking whether or not Alex Jones should be reinstated. There's only a few hours left of the poll, and as you can see, it is overwhelmingly yes. Oh, and by the way, last week when I did a video making fun of Little Brian Stelter's brand new book about Fox News being a complete failure, despite him getting blanket coverage from every media outlet, including being invited back onto CNN to promote it. He sold less than 4,000 copies in the first week. In fact, the exact number, because this is all public knowledge, part of the Nielsen book scan, which tracks these, he sold only 3,807 copies in the first week. And like I said, that is basically the overwhelming majority of book sales that he will sell, because all book sales are concentrated in the first week, and then they may trickle in for a little bit after that. He will literally be lucky if he sells another 1,000 copies, which would bring him to about 5,000 copies, which for a very small unknown author would be considered a success. But for a former CNN host, and despite the massive free publicity that he got from the New York Times and MSNBC and CNN and every liberal media outlet, that is absolutely pathetic. It is beyond pathetic. There's no words to describe just how big of a failure that is. But I forgot to mention how many copies I sold in comparison. Me, just a guy in my kitchen on a laptop, compared to the entire liberal media industrial complex promoting his garbage, which sold, again, only 3,807 copies. I sold in the first week, actually a little bit more than this, over 15,000, probably close to 16,000, because this figure is only for paperback and Kindle. It doesn't account iBooks on Apple or Google Play. So I sold more than quadruple the amount of books as that clown. And some people may think that this is a lot. Some people may think this is not a lot. But I've told you the big secret in the book publishing business is to become a number one bestseller. Depending on how much competition there is and if there are some massive books that are selling 100,000 copies a week, in order to get to number one on Amazon, often you only need to sell about 10,000 copies in one day. But that brought it up to number four on Amazon's bestseller list of all books on launch day, which I consider to be a success. So a big thanks to everybody who bought the book. Even breaking into the top 10, I would have considered that to be a success. It could have made it to number one. That would have been possible, except just not at this time, because it was up against some stiff competition, some celebrity brand names, Britney Spears, Barbara Streisand, a science fiction fantasy novelist had a book that came out, and those are people who are going to be selling 100,000 copies or more in a week. And with my niche audience, it's just impossible. When my book, Hollywood Propaganda, How TV, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture, came out in 2020, that made it up to number three. And back in 2019, when the Liberal Media Industrial Complex came out, that made it to number two. of all books, not just in a little category. A lot of people get confused when they see the bestseller, number one bestseller tag when they go to the listing. A lot of times that's just in the category. It's not in category. This is of all books, beat by The Diary of a Wimpy Kid. So a big thanks again to all of my readers, and as they can attest, the books are very different than my YouTube videos. They're way more in-depth. They're very serious. They're very well-sourced and documented. And even for those news junkies out there, if you think, oh, I follow the news, I'm plugged in 24/7, and you think you have a pretty good idea about what's going on, I have gone so far down the rabbit hole, I guarantee you will find gems in these books that you will have never heard of anywhere else. And they're a great way to refresh your memory on what it is that's transpired, because there's been so many things that have happened over the last few years. Puts them all together in a nice chronological presentation, and they make a great Christmas gift. So be sure to head on over to Amazon.com or click the link in the description below. Order a bunch of copies for people on your list you want to help wake up and educate, because there's really nothing better than putting a book in somebody's hand. You might try to tell them, you might send them links, you might email them a bunch of videos. Put a book in their hand and let them spend a few hours digesting that. And like I said, this weekend, save 20% off any of my shirts from markdice.com, including the classic Trump Claus sweatshirt, which you have to wear to Christmas dinner this year. Also available on a t-shirt. Or get somebody on your list the Wanted for President shirt, Trump mugshot shirt, or my Operation Mockingbird shirt, America First, Ultra MAGA, any of my awesome designs. All available on a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Enter the promo code Santa at the checkout to save 20% off this weekend. And check them out.
And there you go. That didn't mean shit to me, but Brian Stelter, I don't care about that fucker anyway. But I thought it was kind of funny. It was. Oh, man. Them are the talking that's retarding you. Them are the, you know, that's, you know, people like Brian Stelter. I love how Alex Jones went off after his ass. You're the devil. You're Satan. You dirty motherfucker. You just, you know, you are my enemy. I can't stand you. You know, but that's the kind of people we deal with.
That's right. You know, you may think that Alex Jones is a bunch of bullshit. Actually, it's George Zinger's long-lost brother. But, that's another story.
I wouldn't say Alex Jones that much. I wouldn't downgrade him that bad.
Yeah. I know. That's a pretty downgrade, isn't it? Good God.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But if you go back and look at Alex Jones's documentaries, they're on YouTube. In fact, got them on VHF.
Yeah.
You'll see that everything that he said in those documentaries today has come true.
Yeah, and like Tuck Carlson was saying, pinpoint on the money. Now, how do you know this?
Right on the money. Everything, fucking thing he says, police state, Waco or Wake Up, I think it's Waco or Wake Up or something like that. But all the other ones that are there, all the police state ones, are just absolutely right on track.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I've met the man a couple of times in person.
Right. All right.
He's a very intelligent guy. Very intelligent.
Yeah.
Very intelligent.
He gets it. He understands what these fuckers are writing. You know, he gets it. The outside comes up with his answers. This shit is premeditated shit. They make this shit up as they go along. They leak it out in different ways, and he knows how to put it together.
Yeah.
You know, that's
the intelligence. He can see the writing on the wall.
Right.
He can see the writing on the wall, okay?
Exactly.
And he has the
And we can, too, a lot of times now. Today, the shit we see today. It's hard to believe, you know?
This is what is wrong with the American people today, because not only they're stupid, okay, but they cannot see through the bullshit. You have to be able to read between the lines, logistically. Both of us are full of logic, like Boyd and everybody, all the technical people here. Okay, we're full of logic. We eat shit and piss logic.
I think it counts for everybody here, really, but, you know, yeah.
Well,
everybody here is here for the same reason.
This ham sandwich don't
taste like logic.
It's not logical. It's not logical, Captain.
Yeah, that's not logical. Wait a minute. That's Spock.
Yeah.
Live long and prosper.
That's it. Spock.
That's it. Live long and prosper.
That's not logical. Yes.
Yeah,
you have the big, long, green ears.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. But that's what's wrong with people. They cannot see between the lines. You got to be able to decide.
The funny part about it, they believe the bullshit. They believe the bullshit.
They believe the bullshit.
Yeah. They believe the bullshit they're fed. And you can't feel
they
sorry
believe
for
everything.
You can't do it, man.
They believe everything negative. Okay.
Right.
They're the most negative
right.
motherfuckers in the whole goddamn world, I swear to God. Is the American populace, okay?
Well, look like
because
look what the hell said about the fucking vaccination, the fucking COVID vaccination. You are a fucking ticking time bomb. They said everybody that got that fucking injection is a ticking fucking time bomb.
Not me.
You know?
Yeah.
I
mean.
But I'm just saying. But that is what the fuck I'm hearing, man. You know, and I ain't making this shit up. You know, this is real. It's happening.
Yeah. You know? Bullshit, yeah.
And then you got this fucking fentanyl crisis going at the same fucking time. You know, any way possible to fucking kill you. You're better dead than you are alive, these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know, once you're not workable no more, they don't want you, man. Once you're not workable no more, they don't want you.
Crazy. You would think that they would want to keep you around, even if you're not workable.
They're even attacking the ones that are workable, though. See, everybody's getting it, man.
Yeah, they're attacking both. Everybody's getting it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. So
they even want to raise the age of retirement to 70 years old.
Yeah, I think it was 72, wasn't it? Yeah, fuck.
70 or 72, something like that.
Fuck you, old people.
Yeah, his lifespan 83 or something, 84 in this country. So you only got 10 years, enjoy your life, and then you croak. That's fucked.
Yeah.
Work all your life, give it in pain.
They don't
want to
pay it out.
And
they don't have to pay it out when you're dead.
That's right. Because you're a corpse. Dead corporation.
They want to start collecting on your trust fund.
That's right. Exactly.
That's
what they want.
Yeah, they want
you
money
know,
up that birth certificate.
Same thing.
They want you.
Listen to this.
They need
I got a letter. I got a letter from Social Security today, just a while ago.
Okay.
Notice of change in payment. Oh boy.
Uh oh. Oh shit.
And now I get a raise. Oh, I get a raise. Oh my God! Starting January 1st. Yes, sir. I'm the party and the pussy's on me, baby. Guess how much?
I'm on my way. Happy New Year.
That's right. Drum roll. Make sure you hear the drum roll. $19.33. How about it?
God damn, $19?
And 33 cents.
How are you going to handle it, man? That's out of control, man.
My hair out, man.
YouTube is true. They are going to give another $2,000 away this year. You know, that's another fucked up thing I see on YouTube and shit. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, hell.
You know, the financial situation, you know, people on Social Security only wind up with $2,300 more dollars, $23, but they don't say a year. You know what I'm saying? They don't say a year in a fucking year. So what, you know, either if you break it down, the money they're saying you're going to get, they make it think that you're going to get it all in one lump, one time. And that's not true. It's just a fucking year. You know what I mean?
A year.
Yeah. Yep. And I'm watching videos and like, well, you motherfuckers, who you think the fuck you are? I'm trying to sell bullshit. 503, you fellas, I'm bringing you back. All right.
Thank you kindly.
You're welcome, ma'am.
My Bluetooth earbuds went dead, and while I was switching over, it hung up a call on me. Thanks for bringing me back on.
It's because me, I tell people there's 7 Mondays a week. Okay.
That is. It is right.
There is. That's right. 7 Mondays a week.
First day, fucking goddamn Monday, let me tell you.
1 to 7. 1 to 7.
There you
Monday,
go.
You know, like tomorrow would be Monday number 2. And then, you know.
Monday number 8.
Oh, no.
Number 3.
Well, matter of fact, at midnight tonight, another 69 minutes from now, it'll be Monday number seven. Monday number 7. Yeah. Number 7.
There you go.
Then after that, we start all over again. Let's go. How many Tuesdays have you lived through? Your life. How many Tuesdays have you been at? Yeah. So
quite a few. If you want to hear something more funny, play the clip. play the clip I just put in the chat room there about your illustrious commander in chief.
I tried to transfer.
Won't let you?
It wouldn't let me.
Shit. Motherfucker.
No shit. Yeah.
It's on Twitter. Or
I don't want to hear him anyway.
Joe Biden?
Joey, baby. JJ, there's Joey.
They say, well, you know, like fucking, they was talking on that. Well, you had a certain, well, I played that show last night, Tucker Carlson show last night, you know, and they're talking about how fucking, how that motherfucker's eating fucking, or fucking, what is he, do he drink some type of fucking pain drug, you know, opioids, you know, whatever the fuck it is.
Well, you know, you remember the part that where the Secret Service agents said that he walks around like he's a zombie, okay, around the White House. So what does that tell you? He is a fucking zombie.
Yeah, walks around there naked and shit.
Naked, that's
wouldn't
what they
that
said.
Be a sight?
Would you like to be a fly on the wall in that fucking place?
I don't know if I'd want to see that. No, not technically, man. I mean, I'm out, you know, it'd be
well,
funny.
You'd have to blur it out.
I'm
you'd
not denying
to,
that. It would be funny as hell seeing Joe Biden walk around the White House naked. That would be every fucking award in every motion picture category ever.
Oh, yeah.
Best movie, best picture, best actor. I mean, just to get it all. You know,
best stupid actor, best stupid picture.
Grammys and all kinds of shit. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Best
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I would not be a bit surprised if that's not really that's what the that's
somebody
what he
needs
doing.
To make a movie like that. Somebody needs to make a fucking movie like that. That would be fucking hilarious. You'd make yourself instantly fucking millionaire. Instantly. Okay, Gunslinger, I'm gonna call that our fucking idea. So if somebody does it, makes a funny picture about Joe Biden, we're gonna get our rights. We came up with it first. So remember, this shit's recorded, so it'll be remembered. Okay, so it's on tape, eh? Yeah, Ron Reck and you know, Buck and Gunslinger talked about that. You know, Joe Biden.
Yep, we came up.
Yeah.
In the halls of Joe Biden.
Him acting retarded, you know. It's going to be one of the real serious drama kind
Joe
of
the hall?
Films, you know. Do what?
Joe in the hall.
Joe in the hall.
Yeah,
naked. Mm. Are you naked?
Naked hall. There you go.
Yeah.
He's a streaker. Remember, they even got a song about that. Remember that song?
Yeah, Ray Stevens, the streak. Yeah.
Is that back in the 60s or something? The 70s or something like that?
70s, I think.
Yeah, the streak. 70s.
Ray Stevens.
The streaker, yeah, I remember. Yeah, the Ray Stevens, Jeff.
Ray Stevens, yeah. Met the man.
I was when the streak. That was when... That was when streaking was the thing.
Yeah. It was. People used to show time. This is crazy. The best ones were at the fucking like at sports stadiums. Them were the funniest ones. Yep, the streak. The fastest thing on 2 feet. All right, well, let's get back to where I was at.
See, they even made a movie. They even made a movie like that, didn't they? Or Streaker? Something like that. What they did.
I don't know.
Google God. Here I come, Google God.
Come to me. Come to me, my weakened one.
I'm conjuring up electronically.
UPenn president resigns after controversial testimony during something. 3 hurt in tornado in North Tennessee.
Oh, did she?
Wow, there's a tornado in North Tennessee?
I don't think she resigned. If she was run off.
Says resigns. That's what it says. That's from CBS.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that they afforded her the courtesy of letting her resign. Mm-hmm. You have a choice. Resign or be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Here's a Here's the guy's name. His name was Michael O'Brien. Was the first known streaker at a major sporting event when on 20 April 1974 he ran out naked onto the grounds of an England-France rugby union match at Twickenham. The 25-year-old Australian was captured by policemen at the time. So he was the original one. Never knew that.
Mm-hmm. Larry, what are you talking about? Wow. Caddyshack attacks. What the fuck do you mean? Oh, that, yeah, that clip you flipped up there? Yeah. I mean, the link you sent up there.
Yeah, Minnesota, the fucking golf store club. Clerk gets impaled by a golf club.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, yeah. This old dude got the shit beat. I'm killed him. Yeah. She posted it. Yeah. Caddyshack attack, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good movie, wouldn't it? But yeah, fuck, Laurie, please. anyway,
I know.
Man,
that was a bad joke.
That was good. Yeah, I liked it. But anyway, yeah, you know, now I hear Kenny Loggins singing. Oh, fuck, you know. Yeah, I'm all right.
I'm not all right. I got a golf club gone with but through me. I'm going to bleed out. Everyone let me be.
God. Sick world we live in. Tony, man, I hate reality. Yeah.
They ought to have a TV show.
I'm not even stoned yet. Maybe that's my problem. I haven't smoked any pot.
Really? I have, but yeah, I took some opioids and fucking, because they say that Joe Biden recommends them. That's what I was told. But anyway, smoked a little herb and, you know, before I start the show. But, you know, Saturday night. You know, got to live it up. You know, last night's show was great. We had a real good time. I had a good time, you know. You know, walked her from Roberts and over to the Iron, and, you know, everything rocked on. Hell, we didn't get off till about, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the fucking morning?
2:30, 2:45, something like that. Jeez.
Yeah, so it was late. But, you know, the world's fucked up, and we all know it. We all know it's fucked up, or you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be listening to me. That's, yep. You know, I that's all I talk about, the fucked up shit, what's going on. It's, you know, and it's right here. And I can prove every fucking thing I'm telling you. So, you know, but nobody talks about it no more. Look, BTR has nothing anymore. Nothing compared to what it used to be. You know what I mean? You know, it was cool. I mean, I don't know if it's my show boring or something like that, which I don't care. I just do it because I think it's a fun hobby, for one thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not getting rich at it. And people get to talk to each other. So you get to know what else is going on in the other parts of the fucking country. You know, we don't see any other people from around the other parts of the world coming here because, you know, well, they're not, probably don't know it exists. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I've seen a few foreign stations on here, but very rarely, you know, I don't see them anymore. But, you know, we used to have a girl from England used to call in, you know, back in the day, back when I was on Perry Steele's show. She carried on with us into the Ron Rex show and then, you know, Crazy Nation Radio for a little while. And we hadn't heard from her again since. She's a black English chick. It was rough. She's having a rough time over there, man. Just wasn't that great. So, yeah. But it's that way anywhere. Doesn't matter. You know, I mean, like all these sleeper cells we're talking about fucking just moving in here and shit, you know, I mean, why else would they come here? You know, especially what got me was those, like, 10,000 Chinese motherfuckers that came in wearing fucking designer clothes, dressed to the fucking tins. You know what I'm saying? What's up with that?
Yeah. They'll just sneak
Something ain't right. Yeah, something. These motherfuckers look too fucking good. These motherfuckers got some money with them. You know what I'm saying? So
somebody
you know,
does. He damn.
Yeah. Who knows? Who fucking knows? And you know, why would you do it against your own people in this country? Why? You know, what would be your motive to do this? Why is nobody not catching this shit and taking care of business? So that's what gets me. You know what I mean? if shit's going bad and wrong, this should be handled. Ain't it supposed to be? Take care of it right fucking now, not tomorrow, not next month, three, 4 months down the fucking road. You take care of that today right fucking now, right? So
we need to form a committee to study it.
And then they need to form
a committee to study them. And it goes on and on and on. And nothing ever gets done.
Form a committee? Fuck.
Yes.
If you can't, why would you form a committee when you already know shit's fucking bad?
But they do it anyway, remember, in the government, when they do something, let's form a committee, let's look at this, and blah, blah, blah. You know how it is.
Yeah, well, you know, the animal instinct is fight or flight. You know what I mean? That's the animal instinct. You know what I mean? Fight or flight. Yeah. So, the border's wrong. All these fuckers coming over is wrong, right? Right, right.
Absolutely.
Fucking us out of money is wrong also, right? Right, okay?
Right, right.
So, well, the wrong things, you know. Using your name to make money is cool, but the point is when it's against your own country at the same time. You're selling out your own fucking country to make money. That's wrong. That's very wrong.
Traitor.
Well, but this is what has happened. And the talking heads have even said it. Most talking heads deny it, but most talking heads are saying it now. Now, like Alex Jones was saying, here we got this election coming up, like 16 months, 13 months, whatever the fuck it is. You know, so we got, he's telling the year to kill both of them. You know, Biden and Trump. And putting some recharge in control here. So.
Ooh. They did it before, so they do it again.
Yeah, this ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new.
You should say assassination. Well, what the fuck? It's happened before.
But I think this time, if it would actually happen, I think the story would totally be different, though, man. I think the people would fucking finally wake up. If they didn't, that would be the most saddest day in American fucking history. The day that people
absolutely.
Quit. You know,
absolutely.
The day that people fucking quit. I'm writing that book, too, The Day That People Quit. So that's, I'll have that on fucking Amazon in a couple weeks, so get rid of that. The day that people quit.
Definitely.
That'd be ought to be a hell of a fucking book. I'm writing that, motherfucker. Yeah.
Well, again, you know, this is why we're seeing this, because we let all these cocksuckers from every goddamn shithole out there. We let them in. That's why.
We didn't.
That is exactly why. Well, the American people did, because they didn't stand up and say, fuck you, get the hell out of here. That's what they should have done.
That's true. You're right. They should have done that. But no.
Should have done that a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, fuck you.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here and don't come back. What part of no don't you understand? N-O. Very simple. But they want them in here. That's what the problem is. They want them.
Exactly. That's exactly. Yeah, I mean, you know, right. Well, I knew that too, but then there Alex Jones again saying the same fucking thing about it. You know what I mean? He's pinpointing all this shit. Yeah, but you know, we don't live in a free society, and people really believe that because they don't. I don't know if they only force themselves to believe it because it makes them feel better, thinking that they're really
maybe
free,
it does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they don't understand the concept of reality that they believe the way they're treated is considered you're free.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. You know, here's another thing that there's just so fucking stupid. There's a guy that goes all over the country showing different areas. I can't think of the guy's name. I was going to look it up. But anyway, he went down there in California where Tijuana is, I guess it's called Tijuana, Mexico.
Right.
Was showing the border right there. And it has been going on for decades. They dump millions of gallons of raw sewage from Tijuana onto the U.S. soil, and it flows into the ocean. Nobody does a fucking thing about it. Now get that. So you go out there and collect rainwater in a goddamn fucking condom, and they'll put your fucking ass in prison. But yet they allow millions of gallons of raw sewage coming from fucking Tijuana, fucking Mexico. Figure that one. Environmentalists out there, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
It's crazy, ain't it?
Mind-boggling anyway, what it is.
I'm going to throw this up real quick, this clip. I don't seem to understand it, but I'm just going to throw it up there and see what the fuck it's all about.
It's about to go down.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Joe Biden finally gave his first press conference this afternoon. No president has ever waited this long to answer questions in public. And as of just yesterday, we were not still entirely sure it would happen. A reporter at the White House saw Biden ambling around and asked him if he was ready for his first press conference. What press conference? Biden replied. Apparently, in the end, somebody told him. A staffer pointed Biden toward the tape mark on the floor and gave him a shove. Biden shuffled forth and started talking and pausing and then talking some more and then pausing. You've heard the term pregnant pause. Joe Biden's pauses were third trimester quintuplets. These pauses were ready to burst.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Here's one of them.
So the best way to get something done, if you hold near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway, we're ready to get a lot done.
What does that even mean? Like, why don't you tell, I mean, what? Got that, America? We're going to get a lot done. A lot. Of course, we'll get a lot more done and confuse far fewer people if we go ahead and read our policy positions from small pieces of paper that others have painstakingly prepared for us. That way we won't lose consciousness in mid-sentence or accidentally start a war.
Look at this. Somebody come look at this.
So when the topic of North Korea arose, Joe Biden knew exactly what to do. He found his piece of paper and he started reading the words that had been written on it.
Check this out.
We're consulting with our allies and partners, and there will be responses if they choose to escalate. We will respond accordingly. But I'm also prepared for some form of diplomacy.
You liar!
That's got to be pretty intimidating to the North Koreans, who, of course, are watching it in real time. They've got nukes in Pyongyang now, and that means they probably have cable TV, too. Don't underestimate these people. They're crafty. Of course, the North Koreans were already deeply afraid of Joe Biden. They know that he means business. They remember the time that Biden beat the crap out of the entire Kim family with a chain, he and Nelson Mandela, back in 86. You've heard the story. They've lived it. It's part of their lore.
If I was a dictator, those people would be eliminated.
And now this. North Korea is facing not just Joe Biden's masculinity, but an entire piece of paper with instructions on it that Joe Biden is perfectly willing to read anytime he needs to. That cue card is Joe Biden's secret weapon in the fight against nuclear proliferation.
What? What the fuck?
You can breathe easy, America. And that's good news because we've got problems of our own in this country. One of our biggest problems is voting. It's getting harder and harder to vote. There are some people in America, bigots, let's just call them what they are, who are demanding that we know voters' identities before we let them choose our government. They want people to show IDs at the polls, if you can even imagine, in 2021.
What? That is crazy.
These bigots, Joe Biden explained today, are Republicans.
And so I'm convinced that we'll be able to stop this because it is the most pernicious thing. This makes Jim Crow look like Jim Eagle.
Jim Eagle? Who's Jim Eagle? A comic book hero from the 50s? Some kind of dog-faced pony soldier? We didn't know who Jim Eagle was, so we went scurrying to our Google machines to look it up. Then we realized, duh, we're being way too literal here.
To our Google machines. Hear that?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Crow, eagle. They're both birds, but an eagle is much bigger than a crow. That means that asking people to show a driver's license when they vote is much more racist than segregation and lynchings. Segregation and lynchings were Jim Crow. Voter IDs are Jim Eagle. Way worse.
Man, that was racist.
And that makes sense when you think about it. Most black people don't have government-issued IDs, and that's why they can't drive cars or fly in airplanes or hold jobs or stay in hotels or go to the doctor or cash checks or sign rental agreements or buy homes or open bank accounts or purchase Sudafed at CVS. Black people can't do any of those things because they don't have IDs. Millions and millions of them don't have IDs, and it's sad, as Joe Biden often points out.
Hey, that's racist.
Now, you might think the solution to this tragedy would be to make it easier for Americans to get IDs, subsidize them if you have to. No, Joe Biden has a better idea. Just make sure that no one ever has to show an ID in order to vote. And that way, the millions and millions and millions of African Americans who somehow don't have IDs won't feel bad or left out. They still won't be able to drive cars or have jobs or bank accounts or live anywhere, but at least they can vote a lot, and the rest of us won't be racist.
God.
Problem solved.
Do you have a better idea?
As Joe Biden just told us, he's going to get a lot done. And not just in the next 4 years, by the way, but in the 4 years after that. Joe Biden is running again. He told us that today, too. By the end of his second term, Joe Biden will be 86 years old. That's a full decade past the life expectancy of the average American man, which for the record, Joe Biden has already exceeded. But there's nothing average about Joe Biden. Time improves him. Like certain varieties of artisanal cheese, Joe Biden is meant to be aged. He just gets sharper and more pungent. His next campaign will be even tastier. Watch.
Oh, man. I mean, this is going to be fun. This is going to be very fun.
Have you decided whether you are going to run for re-election in 2024? You haven't set up a re-election campaign yet, as your predecessor had by this time.
My predecessor needed to. My predecessor. Oh, God, I miss him. No, the answer is yes. My plan is to run for re-election. That's my expectation.
Wait a minute. My plan is to run for re-election. Now, we weren't in the room when Joe Biden said that, but according to those who were, there was an audible gasp of horror from behind the curtain. Sources said it sounded very much like Kamala Harris. We can't confirm that, but we can tell you that Joe Biden has already picked a theme for his next campaign. The theme is unity. Now, wait a second, you might be thinking. Wasn't unity the theme of Biden's last campaign, the one that just ended in November? Yes, it was. But that wasn't enough unity. There is more unity on the way, ladies and gentlemen. Bucket loads of it. Tractor trailer loads full. Imagine every swimming pool in Malibu topped to the brim with unity, and then add all the pools in Bel Air. That's how much unity we're talking about. And by unity, of course, we mean policies that make Americans hate each other much more than they ever have. That's what Joe Biden has given us so far, and soon we'll have more.
Is this fun for you?
The third reason I said I was running was to unite the country. And generically speaking, all of you said, no, you can't do that. Well, I've not been able to unite the Congress, but I've been uniting the country. Based on the polling data, we have to come together.
Oh, the polling data. The real currency of Washington. Now, we haven't checked the polling data ticker today, but we have to tell you that we approached this one specific claim with some degree of skepticism.
Seriously?
Not every one of Joe Biden's unifying policies has fully unified the country just yet. There are still some crotchety holdouts deep in the American interior who aren't fully sold on his fresh new program of being humiliated, berated, disarmed, and taxed into poverty and powerlessness. Those people are bigots, obviously. They're probably friends with the snake-handling evangelical freaks who complain when some dude shows up at their 8-year-old daughter's locker room. But whatever, you can't please everyone. You know who you can please, though, if you're Joe Biden? The media. The reporters are highly pleased.
I didn't know I've had enough for today.
Okay, I don't know why that stopped. But it did. It ended.
I don't know. It's a mystery.
It is something. I'm Tucker Carlson tearing him up. But, Laurie, and do you need some sleep, sweetheart? Are you tired, honey? Are you feeling kind of down?
No.
Did you hit your pipe?
I think I got more than enough sleep for a change.
Did you take a breathing treatment,
I was
sweetie?
Just.
You need a breathing treatment, honey. You need to hit the nugger get a nug in there, get her started.
I know. I still haven't done that yet. I was going on Next Door, and I know Joe Gibson really loves Next Door. You know, Next Door is the social media for your neighborhood.
Okay.
I know he's a big fan of it, as I say sarcastically. So I see this post from my Marion County Sheriff's Office here in Oregon. And my thought is, without government, who would order us not to decorate our vehicles with Christmas lights? Here's the post. The Marion County Sheriff's Office would like to take this opportunity to remind residents that altering or displaying vehicle plates, lights, or colors in a manner not explicitly authorized by Oregon law is prohibited. According to the Oregon Revised Statute 816.350, only police officers are allowed to display blue lights, flashing lights of any type are not allowed on vehicles other than those associated with turn signals, hazard lights, and headlight flashing systems outlined in RS 816.050. Additionally, headlights should emit a white light that meets the federal standard number 108, and taillights must emit a red light. Plates must be displayed properly on the front and back of vehicles in plain view and must not be covered by any material for purposes of altering their appearance. So, yeah, they put this out, you know, 'tis the season, because people might want to put up flashing lights in their vehicles to decorate for Christmas. No, 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 you little people. Can't do that. You're prohibited from having flashing lights.
Ain't that crazy? And if you don't do as we tell you, we're going to smack your hand and take your money.
Yes. Because, you know, Christmas lights might be confused with impersonating a police vehicle.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a red nose, you know. And cops have red necks, so kind of, you know, so dickheads. Anyway, here's a little something I'm going to throw up for you kids for just a second. Let's check this out. Of course, we have to deal with the commercials. Hold on a minute. You know.
And then I switched to Liberty Mutual.
Liberty Mutual will fuck you in a minute.
Exactly.
Liberty Mutual is a fucking joke.
I do not do a podcast or an event. I don't do anything without using Alphabet. Most of the things you do in life require you to.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, sometimes presidents don't do good things. One could even describe these things as bad. This can be from genocide on U.S. soil, to war crimes, to sex crimes, to openly talking about doing a crime while doing other crimes on top of the crime you're talking about doing. This is why maybe they should all go to jail. Because historically and currently speaking, presidents doing monstrous things is about as American as apple pie. Yeah, damn pie, president! This is why I voted for Blood Goat. You see, this gag headline is funny because Biden ordered a pointless drone strike while we withdrew from Afghanistan and killed 10 civilians, including an aid worker, his family, and 7 children. Ha ha! Remember that? And how they lied about it and then got caught in the lie and had to admit they killed those children? And now the New York Times even has footage of the drone strike that shows it seemingly happening in a densely populated neighborhood that killed children and civilians that no one got in trouble for doing? Remember all that? War crimes and child murder and jokes. Everyone's having a great time, except for those people who died. And even funnier, we aren't holding anyone accountable for killing them. You get it? Get the joke about how everything is bad?
Well, Mr. Cody, maybe you were just a little mistakey.
Oh, no, my foot slipped. You okay there, bud? Yeah? Got it right in your mouth there. So as I was saying, it turns out that there are other bad things that have come out of the Biden administration besides murdering a whole family in cold blood. Biden has decided to continue some Trump-era policies that could be described as Trumpian, except it's Biden doing it, so Bidenian now? Take our immigration policy. Please. No, really, please. Someone take away our terrible immigration policy, because Biden's not going to do it. See, Title 42 was a policy enacted by the Trump administration, which uses public health as an excuse to summarily expel asylum seekers in violation of U.S. refugee law without any due process. It's really interesting that we have specifically deemed asylum seekers as too risky in terms of COVID, but still allow travel from basically all other countries. And there are no vaccine or COVID test requirements for domestic travel in the U.S., even though we have the most recorded COVID cases in the world. It's like we're hypocrites or something. Also, even the CDC themselves could find no reason to have Title 42 in effect. So, hey, maybe it's just a shallow excuse to kick out refugees trying to avoid being killed in their home countries. Maybe? While perpetuating a narrative that immigrants are dirty, unclean, you know, seems fucked up, like the kind of thing we'd want to change. And yet Biden's administration has continued this policy with over a million deportations using Title 42 in the past year. What this means is that if a refugee is fleeing almost certain death by murder in their home country, if they try to seek safety in the U.S., they risk being summarily returned home to probably be murdered. This defies the Refugee Act of 1980, which allows a refugee to set foot on U.S. soil to seek asylum. And there's no other way to do it. No way for a refugee to apply online for asylum or while not on U.S. soil. So if they're immediately turned away or expelled, that means they're not being given their right to seek asylum. So, you know, criminal, it seems, both morally and legally.
But Mr. Cody friend, Mr. President Biden friend said on his internet website, joebiden.com/immigration/, that he will welcome immigrants in our communities and reassert America's commitment to asylum seekers and refugees and take urgent action to undo Trump's damage and reclaim America's values.
Sure, man. But he's kept Title 42, which expels refugees before they can exercise their legal right to seek refugee status.
Maybe he just forgot it to get rid of it?
Actually, the Biden administration has defended using Title 42. Biden's Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said, "We have the authority to expel individuals under the laws that Centers for Disease Control have. It is their public health authority under Title 42, and that is what we will bring to bear to address the situation in Del Rio, Texas."
Well, maybe it's hard to get rid of because of laws.
Yeah, except the ACLU filed an injunction to challenge the expulsion of asylum seekers under Title 42, and in September, a federal judge granted them the injunction, and the Biden administration is appealing the federal injunction that would have blocked Title 42, so, you know.
But Wombo, no, understand, Wombo feel funny.
Well, you know, maybe just close your eyes for a bit and stop talking and moving and breathing, and then you'll feel better. Hey, thanks for watching that clip. Here's the evergreen end plate to ask you to like and subscribe. It's any day of the year where you are.
Okay. Well, that made no fucking sense. But Biden has done a lot of bad things. You remember the day he walked into office? He had a stack of shit there he was signing. I mean a fucking stack.
Everything Trump did,
he was killing.
Yep.
Opened the fucking borders wide open. Cut the XL pipeline immediately.
Yep.
I think that was the first two things the motherfucker did. So now, I got a question to ask everybody. And for those of you at home. What would do you think would happen? Say these refugees all did have this real true thing was sleeper cells. They started attacking fucking people by in random. You know what I mean? I mean, just walking into place, mowing motherfuckers down. What would you think? What would your thought in your mind?
Actually, they're already doing that.
Well, not yet. No, I'm talking here in this country.
Well, I am talking about this country. Let me see.
Yeah, them. No, that no. I'm not talking like that. I'm talking about full on fucking out fucking, you know, kamikaze suicide mission motherfuckers that don't care. You know what I mean?
Oh well, yeah. Be different.
They sold their fucking soul to the devil for real.
Yep.
You know, they don't care. They're going in. They don't care about dying. They don't give a fuck. They're going to kill a lot of motherfuckers before they do go. So, you know, you get a motherfucker walks in with a full fully automatic rifle, you know, assault rifle, man, fuck, you know, what are you going to do? People are going to die.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people die.
And there's a lot of people, happening. But there's going to be a lot of them happening simultaneously. So, you know, what is American people supposed to do? You know, and your own government wants to take away a gun from you. They don't want you to be able to protect your fucking self. You know, like Jones was saying, they're not going to go out in the fucking rural areas, but they're going to work their way there. You know, they don't want to fuck around with people. And, you know, they don't fuck around with the people out in the woods. You know what I mean? And that's true, because the people in the fucking woods have a whole fucking total different outlook on shit. You know what I mean? I mean, if you attacked my fucking neighbor, you know, and I, you know, and you're going to get found. And I wouldn't be worried about, I'd be wanting the police to pick you up. You really would want the cops to pick you up before they did. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the way it works, man. And nobody fucks with nobody's shit out here. Because that's how it is. The cops ain't going to do nothing.
Especially if you have a set of golf clubs.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm looking on Craigslist right now.
Clubs, man.
I'm looking, Lorianne. I am. Titleist, man. Fuck, I'm a rock on. You know? Fuck. But, God. Well, that ain't the first time that's ever happened. People have been attacked by golf clubs before, believe it or not. But that's sad, though, Laurie. Don't you
but
think that's kind of sad, the old man getting killed?
Actually,
by this
impaled
motherfucker?
By them? That's kind of a rare win.
That is true. I agree with you on that part. Yes, I agree with you 100% sorry, on that part. But my question is, you know, why did the guy attack the old dude? What was the reason to do that? You know what I mean?
He was in doing the robbery.
It didn't say that. It didn't state what the reason was. The guy took some shit or something, but nothing.
Yeah, no fucking idea.
Most of the time today, and I've read up on this quite a bit, is random acts of violence. They don't care. They'll come up there, slap you in the back of the head, and if you hit the fucking concrete and kill, and you die from it, which has happened more
than once.
So that's
going to make me a bad person now, because I have sudden
attacks
of violence.
Sudden attacks of violence, yeah.
But here, when it comes to my trial, when a trial comes up for me, and why I use the golf clubs, you know, the 9-iron, the putter, I'm going to say, well, Lorianne told me so, you know. You know, there's this girl that I met online, and she just said, you know, start with the end and finish it with a
sure,
nine.
Make me an accessory.
Why not? I mean, a guy is going to trial right now.
I see how you are.
This guy is going to
You're
fucking trial for making
a
meme
deal.
Of fucking Hillary Clinton. He made a joke about Hillary Clinton. Now he's going to trial part in federal court. Did you hear that one? Did you hear about that? He made a fucking joke about Hillary Clinton, and has now been charged with a bunch of shit. What in the fuck? Hillary Clinton.
Goodness.
Motherfucker made fun of Hillary Clinton, and now he's going to trial part. I got to try to find that fuck. Hey, Sarge, what's going on, man? Fuck, you scare me. What are you doing on my show? Fuck.
Yeah, you got to find that one.
How the fuck did Sarge show up here? Fuck me, Jesus, man. He never comes to my show. He don't like me. I don't know why. I thought I don't like me enough by myself, you know, but I don't like me either. Fuck, I'm a total tard. I'm totally. Hey, Sarge, how's it going, bro?
Sarge will be able to tell you which club is the best to use.
Yeah, he should be an authority on golf clubs and which one to beat a motherfucker with, and impel him with it. That's the impelling part that gets me, you know. Fucking Jesus Christ, the world has gone crazy. You know, it's just gone crazy. You know, well, Sarge, call in 563-999-3726. You got 28 minutes left before we're going to overtime. Okay. I can't even spell his name right.
going to say, what's with the silence?
I'm trying to look up.
Everybody's dreaming about, you know, they're going to Amazon and putting golf clubs on the list.
Yeah, everybody's looking for golf clubs out there, you know. Go to Craigslist in St. Louis, Missouri.
No background check required.
Here's one. This was 7 years ago. Clinton gets slammed for a racially charged joke. You ever heard that one about her doing that? Okay. God damn it. All right, there you go. Hey, Sarge, what's going on?
Man, I think you got the guy for the wrong joke. And what about the guy who's in the joint? Not just charged, in the joint for making a meme, making fun of dumbass Hillary Clinton voters. Remember that guy?
Voter?
They set him up the river.
I did not know that. This other dude right now is going in this case with making a joke about Hillary Clinton. How the fuck could that be? How could this exist?
Wait a minute, man. No, this, let me tell you what this guy did. What this guy did was make a meme, clearly a meme, in which he said that election day for people who want to vote for Hillary Clinton was a day after the actual date. They accused him of interfering in a federal election, convicted him, and sent him to the federal pokey. I'm not lying. Now, remember, Democrats voted red. Now, Democrats themselves have admitted how stupid their voters are because they said they couldn't figure out a butterfly ballot in the year 2000, remember?
Right, right.
They didn't go to jail. They said he's got a jail for a meme.
That's, yeah, and this other dude is getting it too, well, these motherfuckers. Hillary Clinton wasn't even running for nothing. I don't know. I'm trying to find a clip for that, man. But, you know, Hillary Clinton got slammed 7 years ago, and I didn't know nothing about it, for a racially charged joke. Did you ever hear that one? About her doing that?
I never heard that one.
Oh, well. Hillary Clinton and Bill, they made racial jokes all the time, especially back when there was rubes in Arkansas. They made racial jokes all the time.
Huh.
All the time. Ask the state trooper bodyguards. You should see the stories they came out with about the Clintons, man. It's almost unreal how they even got elected with all so much of which they were able to vote.
Oh, they're straight up dirty motherfuckers, you know.
Oh, yeah.
No, go ahead, Sarge.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you who that guy's name was, by the way. The guy who got sentenced is a guy named Douglas Mackey. He was sentenced to 7 months in federal penitentiary for making a joke about when Hillary Clinton voters should go vote a day after the election. And they prosecuted him and charged him with election interference and sent him to jail. To jail. He's in jail now.
This clip just came out 8 months ago. I found it. Douglas Mackey, arrested over Hillary Clinton.
That's the guy.
Breaking Point Shorts. Okay, I'm going to play this clip real quick just to check it out. See what it is.
With others to disseminate fraudulent messages designed to encourage supporters of Hillary Clinton to vote via text or social media. The government alleges that some 4,900 people eventually called the phone number and thus are charging Mackey with depriving individuals of their right to vote. Or maybe they knew it was a joke and texted obscenities to that number. Literally, there is no way to know. The actual harm here, at most, is 5,000 people. Frankly, is nothing amongst the 139 billion people who voted in 2016. And the consequences of conviction are immense because it would affect almost anyone who uses the internet. People say stuff on the internet they don't mean all the time. If the government wins this case, it will pave the way for direct government standards of, quote, election disinformation. This whole proceeding is making a mockery of civil rights law. One of the most important First Amendment cases in the country is one that you may not have ever heard of.
All right, that would be bad, you know. It's fucked up. It's unbelievable, man. You know.
We are living in a much greater threat to individual rights and free speech than even after during the Palmer raids of World War One, when Woodrow Wilson was throwing people in jail for for violating the Sedition Act and all that stuff. People who opposed the war and all of that. You know, that was pretty bad. But I don't think it was anywhere near as bad as this is today.
Right.
Nope.
Right.
Yep.
It's all Democrats. It's all leftists and Democrats doing this stuff. All
liberal Democrats. Yep. Got it. Yep.
Yeah.
Well.
But, you know, but there again, there's also those over here on the right side, too, that are involved with it just as bad, you know, but they're actually from the other side.
Oh, they're standing by and letting it happen. The Democrats are directly engineering it.
Right.
The Republicans and the left, the so-called establishment conservatives, they just allow it to happen because they're gutless.
Right.
It's the Democrats, though, who are actively engineering it.
Yeah, they come up with the bullshit. They do. Exactly. Yeah, they come up with the bullshit, and then, of course, you know, and the it's you got to look how many fucking ways things are set up. Everything seems to be a fucking setup for us. And like I was talking about earlier, Sarge, my Sarge show explaining to people about retardation, okay, these motherfuckers. And the American people are retarded, okay? I'm not saying everybody, but I'm telling you, man, here's the deal. We see the shit happening right in front of us. And some, like us, me and you, us kind of people, I'll be categorizing. Now I'm racist, you know, because I'm talking about us kind of people. So I just invented a whole new fucking race.
You people.
Okay?
You people.
And everybody else. You people. Yeah. Yep, that's right. You people. Us. Well, but we are the you people. You know, we understand what the fuck's up. We get it. We see it. We see it all every time we see a fucking newscast. We get it. You know what I mean? These motherfuckers believe it. But we know it's not fucking true. But a lot of people are doing the same thing we are doing. They're catching on. You know what I mean? Because the information of the internet now, see, that information was never around before. When they really didn't do bad shit, or we just never heard about it. Most of the time, probably never heard about shit. You know, we didn't on some things. But, I mean, how far, you know, compared to today? Now, Hunter Biden just got charged with 3 felonies and fucking 6 misdemeanors. You know, that, you know, what's going to happen with that? Nothing.
Nothing.
Not a fucking thing.
And wait a minute. And what we did see may be even more important than what we did see. He did not get charged with violations of the Foreign Agent Registration Act, because that might directly implicate Daddy.
And it does. It's there. It's fucking there. Is it your hand in front of your face, man? It's right there. We know that it's true. We know this. You know, that's what I'm talking about, the retardation. But I'm talking, you know, Sarge, I'm saying most people will just say, okay, whatever, let it go, let it fly. You know, like I said, my book going to be coming out is When the People Quit. That's going to be my next book I write. It's going to be called When the People Quit. You know?
Yeah.
What else have we done? What have they done? But quit. They don't do nothing. Don't care. You know, it goes all around them. It rotates around these people, but they don't seem to get it. Or they just don't want to get it. They don't. I mean, you know, I couldn't blame them. Like I said earlier, you cannot blame somebody not to want to be involved or care about this shit, you know. But in reality, them are the weak ones. You know what I mean? Us, in other words, we have to pick up the slack of them. No, we're true patriots. We believe in our country. We don't believe in our government very well, but we do believe in our country and our people. But they don't.
Got no faith in
this
government whatsoever.
It's so obvious anymore. Right. But it's, you see, Sarge, it's
so obvious.
I got
no faith in this government whatsoever.
Exactly. How can you? You know, when their main whole process is fucking us.
Well, I tell you, you know, when people cease to believe in objective truth anymore, like you witness what's happening when these feminist groups, these leftist progressive groups, refuse to forthrightly and outright condemn Hamas for their gleefully photographed and documented rape of hundreds of women. I mean, even the Russians in the Berlin in 1945 didn't openly celebrate raping German women. These guys filmed it and made sure everybody in the world could see it. And they got to equivocate about whether it was actually rape or not.
Damn.
It's unreal.
Yeah, that's psycho. Yeah, that's crazy. But that's where we're at today. Right in the wide open. All this shit's done right in front of us. You know? So,
right
you know.
Us. And we're not supposed to notice the double standard. We're not supposed to notice. No, hell, double standard my ass. Triple, quadruple, quintuple, sextuple standards these people make. The only standard they have is no standard at all, other than that which impels them to power and serves their agenda. Other than that, they have no standards whatsoever.
Yeah, they're a complete fucking joke. It is. I fucking super hilarious. They are a complete fucking joke, man.
If anybody believed it, they were too stupid to vote to begin with.
Well, that's true, boy.
Well,
that's right. Yeah.
Well, we got to admit they are silly. They are puerile. They are vapid. They are juvenile. They are destructive. They are irrational. They are hysterical. They're all those things. But the problem is, so many of them seat at the levels of power and authority. That's the problem with them. I mean, people like that once upon a time were on the fringe. Now they are solidly ensconced and entrenched in the mainstream of the armed forces, the corporate boards, the political legislatures, the executive branches of cities and states throughout the nation. That's the problem with them. Not the fact that they're lunatic, batshit, insane. So what are we going to do? I mean, they are literally sitting where they govern us.
Yeah, right. But you're free. You know, and, you know, and, yeah,
I wish.
You know, and it always keeps bringing up the subject of fucking George Senzer, because he believes that shit, you know. I mean, he was a Blog Talk radio show host. He's gone to, he only does something. Still doing some other show, but George Senzer, remember him? Firefox News Online. He called his show.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that nutcase.
Yeah.
He would scream, argue, throw shit around his apartment live when you mentioned the fact of that you're not free.
Oh, yeah.
That or say and the name up. Alex Jones or 9/11. This guy would go ape shit, and it was hilarious. I did it on purpose all the time. I mean, I was an instigator, but I'm just showing the simple fact is, and I asked him. I said, "How do you believe you're free, man? Freedom costs money, motherfucker. I guarantee that. All right, you got to pay for a driver's license, don't you? Right." You got to pay taxes, you know, to own a piece of property. You know, to drive a car, you got to pay taxes on that motherfucker every year, either fucking wheel tax, some tax there somewhere. You renew that motherfucker, you're taxed again. You know, that's another tax. It goes on and on and on. So you got to buy freedom, you know. I mean, yeah, you're free to walk down the fucking street, whatever like that, but there's rules to that, too. You can't jaywalk.
Yep.
So if you jaywalk, that cost you. That freedom cost you to have that freedom. See? So, but you're not free. And there's all the tricks of the trade.
If you go fishing without paying for it.
Yep.
And old coward George lives in the most evil gun state in the whole goddamn United States, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and yet he says we're free. That motherfucker can't even have a gun unless you have a gun permit, not carry permit, but just a permit to have it in your fucking house. God forbid you have to shoot somebody. Yeah, to possess it. Yeah, God forbid if you had to shoot somebody, you'd go to prison just for shooting, for defending your own self. Yeah, we're free, and we have backup too.
A freedom with a bunch of fucking rules. That's what we have. Freedom with a bunch of fucking rules involved with it. I mean, that's the sad truth.
Well, I got to make a confession here. I wish I was free to go punch a whole lot of people right smack square in the jibs who I utterly despise who are ruining my country. I wish I had that freedom. Now, I got to admit, though, it's probably a good thing that the law restrains me from exercising that sort of license. Because if it wasn't on the books, I just might be not restrained from exercising my impulses. The problem, though, for what we got is that it's not doing those kind of laws that we all agree on. It's about things as to whether or not you could have a goddamn gas stove. Or whether you have a toilet that is adequate to flush the feces away from your house.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they charge you for that. They charge you for that. Put in a brand new septic tank, and you're charged every month for this.
What?
I don't even know what they call it. Yes, you are charged every month. If you put in a brand new septic system, okay, you are charged every month a fee. And if
for your own septic tank? For your own septic
tank? Your own septic tank?
Yes.
Because you're not tied into this kitty water main and the taxes they charge you, right?
Yeah.
Is that the rationale?
A septic tank, a septic system, a tank.
Yeah.
It's got to be
aerobatic.
It's got to be aerobatic.
But you're not tied in.
It's got to have a...
Yeah, but you're not...
There crazy.
But I'm trying to understand the rationale for it. The rationale for the tax is that you're not paying city water taxes or something, or sewage line hookup taxes, fees, is that it?
Oh, yeah. That's probably it, because this is not city. This is county out here. We don't have no sewer.
You ain't got to pay nobody once you got a septic tank except to have somebody come along and empty it every year or so.
Even
not with this county, and it's a lot of them out here that does the same damn thing. Look at that aerobatic septic system requirements. Man, it's goddamn page after page after page on this son of a bitch. You got to have a field out here with sprinkler heads and put in the plumbing and... It's crazy.
Well,
I've never seen anything like it.
A state license. I have a state chemical license, man. And, I could put in septic systems. You know what I'm saying? But you got to have a soil scientist come out and you got to test your field to make sure your leach field can absorb and all that shit and all that. But this place here, I'm not on a tank. I have a lake. I have a pond, sewage pond. Because there's not enough ground for a saturation rock. I live in Missouri, and it's all fucking rock. We have dirt. It's like a big pond is what it looks like. But it don't smell or nothing. Don't have no odor to it. But anyway, I don't pay no tax on that thing or none of that shit. That's bullshit. Fuck them. I own the land. It's my shit. It ain't theirs. And I'm already paying land. I pay the fucking taxes on this cocksucker. But the thing, like I said before, a long time ago, they did try to pull some shit off one time years ago where there was a board meeting, county meeting, and they were trying to pass a fucking ordinance, law, whatever the fuck you want to call it, to actually charge people that had wells for water consumption out of the ground. They're going to charge you money. They're going to put a meter on your fucking well and charge you money for that water out of the ground. Which is so fucking
put a meter on
this
septic
bullshit.
Tank.
But you
yeah,
can't
put a meter on the septic tank or something.
Do they? Yeah. See, yeah. No, man. Anyway, that board meeting, I never seen so many goddamn pickup trucks in my fucking life. All right. Well, I've seen a lot of them. I'm a hillbilly.
Yeah.
All right. So the thing is, I went in there. I was so packed in that courthouse. It was packed. I mean, you could barely move around this motherfucker. But I got into the courtroom to where I hear him talking. And watch him, and it's public comment time. And this old farmer went up to that microphone and said, you ever come out to my place and start fucking charging me money for the well that I dug and put in the fucking ground years ago to get water from my livestock to my farm, I guarantee you're not going to go back home. You're not leaving.
That's what you get.
Right. So then the second guy come up, and he just said the same thing. It's exactly what that guy said. That's right. If you come out there and think you're going to charge me money on a well system that I had put in on my property, and I own my water company. I charge myself. You ain't getting shit out of me. You know, but anyway, so anyway, this all went south quick. This whole, they don't even fucking talk about it no more. They found out that wasn't too fucking smart of a move to try to pull off. They're trying to pull, oh my God. Can you imagine that paying money on something that you own? That
well,
don't
yeah.
make no sense, does
Absolutely.
It? That makes no fucking sense. What right do Ground they have? They put the well in? If they drilled the fucking well, I could see that. If they put the well in,
yeah.
you know, but no.
They push pistols for nothing. They up there
it, but,
pushing
Yeah, they're
pistols.
Looking any way they can twist and turn some fucking rule of law to make you fucking give them money for another fucking reason. They look up fucking excuses to charge you fucking money for shit.
You know how much that aerobatic, whatever it is, septic system cost here in Texas?
Mm-hmm.
$7,800 to $12,000.
Oh, yeah. That ain't nothing.
That's been two or three years ago. That's probably 20,000.
2 years ago, I drilled a new well out here. My well dried up because it was a shallow fucker anyway, you know, for the original before me. So I had to drill a new well.
Yeah,
it cost me $13,000. $13,000. Yeah. But I got a 550-foot fucking deep hole in the ground. I have endless amount of water. My rate is 48 gallons a minute.
Yeah.
That's what my rating is. I could supply 6 homes on that well by itself. Unless I put a water tower and I could supply a lot of homes, you know. And I thought about it. I told my wife. I said, I'm thinking about it. Putting a bunch of homes up out here. Yeah. So I'm
probably
making
bucks a piece. Put an RV park.
I'm thinking
of
that,
RV
too.
Park, yeah.
I'm thinking of that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, make it primitive. Give them
Why
water, but don't give them no sewer. But I could put a dump station in, though. I could always do that. Put a dump station in.
Yeah,
that'll probably cost me about 30, 40 fucking grand.
At least. Yeah.
But the money I'd make.
Why do you think they want this? Why do you think these when they put the census out and all this shit? Why do you think they want to come up to your doorstep? GPS location, GPS locators.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know where you are. You're right outside your goddamn door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm sure if you let them in the bathroom, they'd want your fucking commode GPS located. What do these people are crazy?
All my fucking appliances in my house are fucking Bluetooth. They're all Wi-Fi.
Bluetooth, yeah, smart.
All that shit.
Smart ones, yeah.
Not that I use it. Not that I'm ever going to fucking use it. As a matter of fact, Samsung, they had a recall on my fucking washing machine so they could catch on fire. And they asked me if I had Wi-Fi. I said no, because I don't want these motherfuckers into my shit. So anyway, they sent me a fob. They sent me a fob in the mail to plug in the back of that fucking washing machine to straighten out the problem. And it was a program problem. It wasn't anything to do with mechanical or anything. It was a program problem.
Software.
Yeah. Ain't that nice?
Why would you want to talk to your washing machine or your fucking refrigerator? Man. Maybe they could get you for some psychological problem. Oh, he talks to his goddamn refrigerator over there. That crazy Ron Rick. Right?
Yeah. Hello, washer. It's been a long time next to the dryer. Doom, 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 doom.
Little dryer, baby.
I know the list is getting a little higher. Doom, 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 doom. You wash my nasty old socks and my cum choke fucking pants, but you get it all out because I wipe it with my ass. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, washer, you know. It's a fuck. Why not? I mean, we live in a psychotic world. We live in a psycho land.
Ain't no doubt about that.
Anyway, you got 3 minutes to call in if you want to go into overtime. You got 3 minutes, 17 seconds. The number is 563-999-3726. That is 653-999-3726. And for those black people, where's Mike yet?
You're apart.
Well, there went Boyd.
I don't know. He's MIA, I think. MIA. You want to hear something funny? You're a fireman. This is going to be real funny. Last night, after I signed off from your show there last night, we kept hearing a fucking fire alarm go off right across the street here. It's a residential house. And there was no lights on over there. I didn't see no smoke or anything, but
you know, that the family over had kids or something. But anyway, I called 911 for the see if they could come check it out, because it just kept going on and on and on. Nobody shut the fucking thing off, right?
Right.
I called county 911, and then they transferred me to the city 911. Okay, so I went through two 911s, right? So I didn't know the address over there, so I went out there to the gate and sat out there and waited for them, right? And it was like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I'm going, where's that guy? Where the fuck these motherfuckers are? Only a mile over here as crow flies where the fire station is, right? Remember, they have this big fucking tandem axle platform. This thing could reach six stories easy. I mean, one of them big, probably about $1.5 million. One of them big bastards, okay? And I'm going, and I kind of look down the street, trees on both sides, but I see the reflection of these red and blue lights. I said, well, hell, there they are. They ought to be here just a minute or two. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. And I'm going, what the fuck? You know what they was doing? They was backing that damn fire truck down here, down the street.
Yeah.
Backwards.
No shit.
That's the first time I have ever heard and seen that. They usually either go to the intersection here and turn around, or they go around the block and go back. They were literally backing that goddamn fire truck down this fucking road. That's about a half a mile, a little over a half a mile to the stop sign up here.
Wow.
Literally backing that son of a bitch. That's the first time I ever seen that. I thought, you know, and I'm going, and I'm seeing the opposite end of the fire truck. I'm going, what the hell are they doing? They're backing that son of a bitch down here. And I'm going, holy Toledo. You ever heard of that? You ever did that?
I mean,
I'm going, what in the world? I said, what is it, a rookie driver that don't know how to drive that damn thing?
Well, you know,
don't they get training on driving?
Well, you're supposed to be able to know how to operate it. You're supposed to be trained to operate it. It ain't like, you know, driving a, you know, what could I say?
I drive a semi-truck.
Well, it's similar, but it's not really. Yeah, fire trucks are long, but they're solid. You know, they're bigger. It's a bigger box. You know what I mean? So you got to have a good perception, you know. Anyway, so if you didn't call in, you're too late, folks. So.
Well, he'll give me 5 minutes with it, and I can fucking drive the goddamn thing. I mean, it's got fucking wheels. I mean, shit. But
as long as you got the proper license, as long as you paid for your privilege,
pay for the privilege, be able to
privilege,
you know. Right,
yeah. Sheesh, I couldn't believe it. Fuck me. First time I've ever seen it, and first time I've ever seen any department back a fucking fire truck down the street. With other ways out, turn around here at the intersection or go around the block. Wow. See something every new, something every day.
Crazy, ain't it?
Crazy.
It's a crazy fucking world we live in, man.
Crazy.
Yeah. A lot of people don't get it. They're not going to. They're not going to care. You know, unless they, you know, they wind up getting attacked or something bad happens to somebody, they fucking know they're not going to do nothing until then. And then, you know, the other thing will come is, I don't know what to do. I can't do nothing. So, you know, that's where people quit. They just don't, like I said,
people quit. What can one person do?
Yeah,
you know,
that's true. What
can
one person do? Not much. You know, you can't. You know, like old Peter Brady said, you know, they'll run going by yourself, take river, but you going together, you can move a river, you know.
Ron, can you open this link? Put in the chat room right there.
Okay.
That's the picture of this fucking truck. Okay. That's the picture of this fucking truck.
Okay.
It ain't no little bitty motherfucker. I guarantee your ass. This is one of those big bastards.
What's the population of that area for that?
In for this little town of Red Oak, 20,000.
Yeah.
So around 20,000,
okay, yeah.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, it's a ladder truck.
Most of it's, yeah, it's a big old bucket, got that platform thing on the front of it. I'm backing that down residential street for over a half a mile.
Do you have high-rise buildings there?
Well, we got a motel over here that's probably about five stories. Four or five stories. Right. Biggest, tallest.
Well, that'd be...
Tallest building in the whole goddamn county.
Well, you need that for that. You would need that type of, fire truck.
If it ever caught on fire, yeah.
All right. that piece of equipment there, you're talking, that's a chunk of money.
That probably that's a chunk
back
of money.
$7-8 million fucking dollars right there, you know.
Well, I thought it was $1.5 million. More than that?
A lot more than that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck, yeah. There's a lot in them things, man. That, you know, they ain't what you, you know, they ain't just a fucking big fucking stepladder. You know, it's a pump and everything. It's got tanks and all the water and, you know, it has different things, all different type of hookups on it for all different type of things, hydraulic systems and, you know, like all the tools on it, shit run off air or hydraulics and, you know, so it just depends on what you're doing, you know. Yeah, they're the catch-all of machines, you know, ladder trucks are an engine. It's just an engine, what they call a ladder truck, but, you know, it's got the ladder.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously fancy.
So did you ever find out what the deal was, like what's going on at that place, why the alarm was going off? Did you ever find out anything about what was happening?
I didn't find out anything. They were parked over about 10 minutes, and they left, so I don't guess there was anything. Nothing major, I guess. No.
Yeah, we're a good practice run for the truck, but it's always good. You know, once a week we run a truck.
Yeah.
Every week, Fridays, man, we take them out for a run, you know. And the board used to be saying, why are you driving a truck? You're wasting diesel fuel. Oh, fuck, man. You motherfuckers. I asked one time, are you a fireman? You ever operate a fire truck? You ever done that before?
No.
Shut the fuck up. You know, come on, man. Why do you think we do this? These trucks have to be tested all the time. We got to be ready. We need them to be ready when it comes time to need them. You know, we don't want to jump in motherfuckers and say, oh, please, God, start. You know, that ain't the way it works, man, you know. This equipment has to be checked constantly. Your air tanks, your fucking, all your shit. I mean, you just got to check it. You can't just let it sit there and expect it to be old fucking KK shit goes down. That's how fuckers get killed, you know? Fuck, man.
Now,
really?
If I wanted to charter my own bank, right, as to say, I was looking into that, like we're issuing my own credit card company, right? I was looking into this, because really it only takes $50 in the application to the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, in my area, to apply for bank charter. But there's a lot more to it, though, when you really think about it. I mean, banks, I always say banks create money out of thin air, but really they don't have any deposits on reserve, but really they have to go through a lot of shit, though. They got bank examiners, they get audited a lot. So, I mean, how can they really then create all this money through fractional reserve banking but still have to comply with all these rules? It just doesn't make sense. Something's not right here. I'm going to get to the truth here. I'm trying to figure this out, you know?
Well, you got to remember something. The banks become an agent to the Federal Reserve. That's how they work. They're owned and governed by the Federal Reserve, bro. You ain't going to be in control of that bank. You might have a title of it, but you ain't going to be in control.
Nope.
You know, they control it all.
They are.
Yep.
And the Federal Reserve is who makes the regulations to begin with that you have to comply
with. They run the whole fucking show. That's right. They run it all. You need money, you call me. They become your pimp, you know. And if you don't pay up the money you're supposed to give them at the time they want, they're going to bitch slap you, you know.
Yeah, but a mortgage. What's a mortgage? What is a mortgage? What is a
promise?
Do you really get a mortgage?
Nah, we're not really.
Promissory.
Fictional. It's a fictional promise is all it is.
Promissory note.
But somebody has to finance that money.
You know, I mean, someone has to get it. They say the money's not real, but that's what I've always said. But that can't be true. Somebody has to deposit the money somewhere. You know,
but money.
I was looking at
money.
Like,
oh, with Trump.
The money, like cash in your pocket and money you got in the bank and all that shit, it's not really real. No, it's fiat currency.
Let's look at my car finance company, all right, for instance. I looked them up, right? And it's Exeter.
Right.
Exeter, that's what they're called, right?
Yes.
I looked
right.
them up. They're a subsidiary of Wells Fargo, okay?
Right.
And it used to be, actually it was Wachovia, but Wachovia became Wells Fargo. And then Citibank
right.
owns them. Okay,
right.
and
mm-hmm.
then they have investors on that invest through their board of directors. I mean, it's a big chain
yeah.
of clusterfuck.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then
well,
they have a lockbox. They call it a lockbox. What the fuck is a lockbox?
BlackRock, Vanguard, all of it. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what's a lockbox? It says they have a lockbox. Somebody's in charge of the lockbox. What's that? That's where all the actual loans are. I'm thinking. You know, I mean, I'm just trying to investigate.
I couldn't tell you, man.
I'm crawling down the rabbit hole. I want to know what everyone's talking about with birth certificates, and I want to find these birth certificates. I want to find out where they keep them. I want to find out where they trade them. I want to find out how they trade them. I want to find out the receipts. I want to get to the bottom of this because I'm going to, you know, I'm sick and tired of talking about it. I want to know
the
truth.
Well, the Federal
and
Reserve,
I just think everybody talked out their ass.
The Federal
That's
Reserve
what I think.
Has your birth certificate, man. The
where?
Federal Reserve has your birth certificate. In warehouses. Warehouses,
where?
Well,
yeah, but where?
I don't know.
Well, you said warehouses. How do you know they're in warehouses? Well, hang on.
Well,
how do you know they're in warehouses, though?
Where are they going to put them?
They can put them anywhere if they have them.
Well, sure. Well,
if they really do have them.
They're stored somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so I'd like to know where. But you said warehouses.
Like
so that's what I'm saying. So you're just assuming
right,
they're in warehouses.
Yeah, but Joseph
right?
ain't going to show you the location of that shit. Man, that's
well,
a
well, they have
secret.
Somebody has to know, Ron. The birth certificate
country.
Gets created somewhere.
Like England?
Somebody has to handle it, right?
Yeah.
Right?
They do.
Somebody's in charge of it. Somebody's doing it. Somebody's holding it.
The only thing I ever found out about birth certificate, information I could find, is about the reason of it, what they did, why it does exist. As far as where it's
okay.
at, you know, I know they keep the original. I don't know who they are.
Exactly.
As far as I know,
right.
it's the Federal Reserve. The Federal
okay.
Reserve, because you're collateral to a loan. That's what you are. You
okay?
You,
well,
you're
okay.
Strong
who's
man,
what
you.
Loan? What loan?
The deficit, the loan that the government's on now, that $33 trillion fucking dollar loan right there, that one.
But, yeah, that's not true because it's backed up by the full faith and credit of the United States government, not us.
No. That is backed by the fucking birth certificate, brother.
But then that would be multiple loans, okay? Because
no,
you're saying that
no,
we're all collateral to
they're
one
not
loan?
Loans are collaterals. It's like a bunch of investors is all it is. But they're collateral.
Oh, there's a bunch of loans
okay.
out. You have
yeah,
loans, on top of loans,
oh, yeah,
on top
we,
of loans on top
oh,
of loans.
Okay, but who's loans
they
to
loan
who,
out
though?
Money
to
based
who?
On the loans that already exist. It's a complete Ponzi scheme.
Yeah,
yeah but that
I,
makes no sense
is,
because if the Fed
together.
Prints the money – The Federal Reserve prints the money for us, right? They print
nope,
our money.
Nope. The Treasury
so
does.
Why do we have to have a loan? We can just print our own money. That's what we say all the time, right?
Well,
they print our
well,
own.
Like
we print our money.
Before, it's endless. The money's fucking endless. They can print it all day long.
Exactly.
Yeah,
currency. I agree.
It's, yeah. Before, see, now you got to understand something. Remember when Nixon took away the gold standard, silver standard, all that shit, right? Because that what
yeah.
used to back money. Then we went to the oil. Oil backed money. Then now, but we, the people, back in 1933, we were the ones backing the fucking money. But we always thought it was gold and silver at that time. No, it wasn't. It was
okay.
plus
right.
gold and silver. You know, we were all collateral. We
now,
still collateral today. Now, the fact of the worth of the collateral we have today in this country is not enough. To ever pay this loan off, ever. It's going to be the interest
rate is
going to be
I know, but we don't have to, though, Ron. We don't have to. We have a machine that
Why?
Prints the money. We can print it all up and pay off the loan. Why have a loan anyway?
I know.
Right?
I know just what you're saying, bro. That ain't the way it works. That's the way they don't play it that way. Even though it's different
if you,
on this side.
Listen,
this side can do it.
if you go to Google God, if you go to the Google God, and it says, who keeps your original birth certificate? A little short, sweet, and simple, if this is correct or not.
Yeah.
It says the original birth certificate is retained by the jurisdiction where the birth is registered. In other words, your county or city.
In the county.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so my county has my original birth certificate. Well, that doesn't make sense then, because there's no bank down there. There's no loans going out down there. Why would they
but
be holding on to it?
It's still collateral. The county's just a bookkeeper for it. That's all.
Okay, okay. All right. Hold on. Okay, the county's a bookkeeper, then the county has to be doing business with these people then somehow, some way. So we got to go down this rabbit hole. I just want the truth. I don't want to say, well, I don't know. That's just the way it is. I want the truth, you know?
Right. Well, I want
to be able to explain it.
They can issue you copies of this original birth certificate.
All day long.
And they can copy it to
the
stock
it's called certificates.
Wherever they want to copy it to. Mm-hmm. But the original, the one that you sign when you slide out of your mother, is right there
the origin,
at the hospital.
Origin of birth. Origin of birth certificate birth. I had an origin of title one.
Where
you
been?
Of a trailer that I bought. I had the origin of title, I remember. And then when I gave it to the DMV, they took it and gave me a certificate of title. So, and then they collected taxes on it after
same
that. It was
system,
a carry-on
same
trailer.
Same thing. Same.
Okay.
Same thing.
Well, I just want to get to where the actual is and who's in charge of it. And because there's not some guy sitting like the Monopoly man with a hat, you know, who's pulling all, like the Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the curtain.
The
it doesn't
county,
look like,
the
you know.
The county is the keeper and the Treasury Department is the fucking holder. Okay.
It's money from the back, the money backer.
But the Federal Reserve is a
money,
private central bank, though. They're not
yes,
have nothing
is.
To do with the federal government.
It's a central bank of England.
Yeah, they're a private central bank. Mm. They have nothing to do with our government. Nothing.
Yeah. Central Bank of England.
Federal Reserve.
England. The Central Bank of England. That's who it is.
Yep. Well, the Federal Reserve has stockholders, though. So I want to know why.
Sure.
So what are they holding stock in? You know, I mean, see, this is what I'm saying. There's a lot to it. See, this is what I'm saying. We talk about this. The American people are stupid, but actually, you know, we're just as bad because we don't know the answers either.
We're not informed, we have to find the answers. We're not informed
with
the truth. That's my whole point tonight at the show. That you got it, Don. You know, you got it. You know, Joseph. The simple fact of it is, we're not told nothing. We are not told like in school.
No.
We're not trained. We're not taught. We don't know the law. We don't know what they're doing. They don't want us to fucking know. That's their secret.
Yeah, but
secret.
Who's they?
Their secret is the fact
you know,
that they...
But who's they?
That, well,
you know what I mean?
The corporation. The corporation, man. Think about it. Orwell.
I could be a
corporation. The corporation runs it all. The corporation.
But I could be a corporation if I register up. Well,
you
know what I mean?
You are a corporation. You are a corporation because you, the human, you can't be fucked with. Under the Constitution, the human, you can't be fucked with at all. Unless the human, you did something
unless
wrong. The human, you don't do nothing wrong because you're still considered a product.
Trump.
When you go to jail and shit, you get a fucking catalog number. You just became a piece of a fucking piece of product. That's a product ID number. That's what that fucking is, man. You're so stupid.
It says Congress created the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve answers. It says the Federal Reserve derives its authority from the Congress.
No. That, no,
which created
no,
the system in 1913 with the enactment of the Federal Reserve Act.
Yes, that's right. But who actually wrote the bill? Who wrote the bill?
I don't know. That's fine. I could find out.
How many Congress people were in when it got signed? You want me to tell you? One. One motherfucker. One congressman. Check that out. That made the Federal Reserve Act. Everybody else was gone on Christmas fucking break. The people that wrote that bill, the Federal Reserve Act itself, were bankers. They did on
the
island.
J.P. Morgan.
They went in disguise and came up with shit, then went to the congressman, and he was the only one there, and he signed it. It became the Federal Reserve Act. How easy could it be? You know? But you remember back then we didn't have internet or, you know, radio that could inform us of any of these actions going on behind our backs. You know what I mean? So that's what they did. But the whole point was these bankers are from the Central Bank of England. England, you know, the English people, you know, people smoke them bags Well, guess what? England runs shit. Really? Do you think about, you know, America being the most powerful society? No, not really. England runs a lot of shit. They run the United States. They run fucking Canada. And got Africa. You know, the English owned a lot. A lot of shit, man. Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah, but they don't own Russia. They don't own Japan. They don't own China.
No. Well, they did own part of China. They did. Then they owned part of Germany too, at one point in time. They look at the history of it. Crazy. Yeah, the English, man. It's wow. Not the English. Not them people. You know. Yeah, them people. Yeah. But see, the Central Bank of England tried to come in this country two times before to take it over. You know, it's like I go back to, you know, explain to people, you know, like when Paul Revere was running through town, you know, the British are coming, the British are coming. Well, they didn't do shit. They turned and went back, you know. And you know why? Because they said, fuck, we ain't got to fight these motherfuckers. We can control them anyway just by fucking trade. And they did, you know. We needed salt, we needed pepper, and we needed some fucking tea. And that's the way it fucking was. And they had it, and we did not. So what else do you do, you know? You control it. You control the money, you control the people. That's where that saying came from, and that's exactly how it works. You control the money, you control the people. See? And they still use it today. All this shit going on today is, you know, you control the money, you control the people. You want to piss people off? Keep jacking the price of shit up. That's enough to piss them off, isn't it? It pisses everybody off. Me, you, everybody. So, you know, it's a sad truth. But they don't care. They don't give a fuck about anybody. You have no worth to these people. They don't care. They just want you to be a fucking slave. And you are. And it doesn't matter what color you are. And they're going to use that to make you fight against each other. That way you're mad at each other and ain't got to pay no attention to us, what we're doing to you. You see what I'm saying? A delusion. They got to deflect that from them. We got to make them pay attention to this shit. You know what I mean? Don't let them see what we're doing. Let's give them a big event to make them pay attention to it so they won't be thinking about that. Because you know how motherfuckers' attention spans are maybe a week long. They didn't forgot about it. You know what I mean? So that's what they work on, you know. It's like that story came out about Hunter Biden. 9 charges, you know. Just hit him. But you didn't hear about no more. You want to hear another thing about it? You know, that's just how they play it, man. And it's sad. I mean, we, you know, Joseph, me and you, and Gunslinger, and everybody on here. We want the truth. We want the truth, and it'd be much easier to go by the truth. Things will work out much better, but they got to find some cock-sucking bullshit story to fucking lie to us. So, you know, not tell you the truth. The truth is a bad thing. Truth is bad. You know, these people don't need it, you know. And it's not the fact that it's bad for them to know about it because it's bad for us because we're doing something bad that they don't need to know. You know, that's what they do. That's what they've done. You know? And it's not going to end. It's not going to stop. Till they completely bring it to total collapse. You know, but when it does come to that, the whole world's going to be in it. It's all going to be one big collapse. You know, and a little handful of people with their hands on big fucking bombs. You know, they're going to make the fucking decision. The fate of the history of the planet Earth. You know, man will be the one killing it. So, you know. And I'm not saying there ain't no hope to try to change it. You know, but it's so fucked up now, it's going to be hard. It's going to be way hard. You know, they, you know, something's going to have to give, you know, this money game. But I'm going to tell you why it's coming to an end. I said this, man, Gunslinger can tell you, man, back in the day when I first got going, my whole point was explaining to people what the fuck reality is, like Alex Jones kind of deal. But my thing is, it was coming. You know, it was just coming, and I knew it was going to happen. Here it is. It's finally arrived, you know, 14 years later. But it's here. I was actually predicting 10. I'm like, you know, I swore years off or so. But there again, you're seeing what they're doing with this money. It's all manipulation, man. You know, this fucking with, okay, when everything was running good when Trump was in office, so we all have the illusion everything would be fine. Trump gets back and that's all great, maybe so. But there's so much damage being done. And here's a question. Here's my main question. Why would you do that to your own country? Why would you make your country
strong? Because you're evil.
But that's not enough for me, though. There's got to be more to this. You know, why would you want to do it to yourself? Why would you want to self-inflicting fucking... You want to fuck millions of people over just because that's what you want. You know, one man can
look
fucking
at, look at Hitler.
Million
look
fucking
at
people supper.
Look at Hitler. Look at Stalin. Look at Mao.
Yeah.
They were dictators. They were evil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they ruled over their people just like a king. Look at the kings all the centuries ago. They ruled over their people with an arm. If you didn't like it, you get your head cut off, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, because they're evil. That royalty bullshit's evil. Always has been. Always will be. Evil people or evil men do evil things to their fellow man. No doubt about
that.
But
why do we let that happen? Why don't we deal with, well, if one of us regular people gets mean and shit like that, then we go to jail or killed for it, right?
Yeah.
Why is it none of these motherfuckers have to suffer the same fucking consequences as we do? That's what's got me fucked up.
Well, that's a good question. That's a $64,000 question right there.
And we're supposed to be the ones in charge. We the people. We the people. And we are the ones in charge.
Nothing gets done. Supposed to be.
They just represent us. That's all they're doing, representing us.
Yep.
You know? But they're the ones making the laws and all this bullshit.
Well, one problem is they don't have term limits for these cocksuckers that are in there. They're in there ever since Methuselah, okay? They've been in there that fucking long.
Right.
So when you're in that fucking long, you grow roots, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they think, well, I'm here. Look at all these years I've been here. Well, I'm just going to do what I want to do. That's human nature. You know that. And that's what's happened, you know? Look at that fucking Frankenstein, Diane Feinstein. Look how many goddamn years she was in that motherfucker. 40 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Poopy Pants Biden, how long has he been in the politics? 45 years? 50 years?
Yeah. Well, the money's too good.
There's your problem.
You can steal money.
Money's
you can
steal.
Fucking you use your job
steal.
To get money.
Yeah.
Right. Outside
your
office.
It's underhanded. Yeah. It's
use
underhanded
your position
money.
In politics in the United States is a moneymaker for you. You know, you help pass this bill, we give you
well,
X amount
I go
of thousands
in there,
of dollars. That's what lobbyists do.
I go in there and into this office, and I'm only worth $20,000. But 4 years later, I get out of the office, and I'm worth $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
Really? On just a $80,000 a year salary? Really? Where all this fucking money come from? Look at the Clintons. They were dead broke when they first got into office, okay?
Right.
But look at them now, multi-billionaires.
Right, right.
Where'd it come from?
Well, check this out. I found that clip on that guy that got fucked for talking about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
It's a short clip. I'm gonna pop this up. This is Tucker. This is 4 weeks ago, so I'm going to play this real quick, Gun. So hang tight for just a minute. Well, fuck, of course we're going to go through the bullshit. Okay, low income, claim your money, free money now, and yada, yada, yada.
Receive a free brand new smartphone with 25...
You get a free smart Obama phone.
Social media influencer Douglas Mackey has been sentenced to 7 months in prison for interfering with the 2016 election and is the latest interviewee on the Tucker Carlson Show on X. Here's a refresher if you need it. The Justice Department announced that Mackey, who went by the name Ricky Vaughn on social media, was handed a 7-month prison sentence after being convicted at trial for conspiracy against rights. Mackey, who was a supporter of former President Trump, was convicted of running a scam in 2016 that allegedly fooled thousands of people into believing that they could vote by text message.
The DOJ alleged Mackey conspired to, quote, injure, oppress, threaten, and intimidate one or more persons in the free exercise and enjoyment of a right and privilege secured to them by the Constitution and laws of the United States, to wit, the right to vote. Here's Tucker introducing the issue on his show.
If someone had told you even 10 years ago that you could be indicted by the federal government and go to prison for 10 years, for making fun of Hillary Clinton on social media, you would not have believed it. It's a free country. We have free speech. But it turns out not only is that possible, it has likely become much more common because the actual war is over information. One of its first casualties is a man called Doug Mackey, who during the 2016 election made fun of Hillary Clinton on Twitter, and then a few years later found himself the subject of a federal raid, an indictment, and then a conviction. I want to put this up. You posted this on Twitter. This is a meme. It says, save time, avoid the line, vote from home. And it's got a picture of Hillary Clinton. Text Hillary to this number. Did you make this meme?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't create this?
No.
Where'd it come from?
I found it on 4chan.
Okay, so it was floating around the internet.
Yeah, these kind of memes were floating all over the place.
And you posted it on Twitter. What was the point of that?
Well, pardon my French, but it was called a shitpost.
Yeah.
We talked about this a lot at the trial. I testified. Just sort of a joke. Rile up everybody, muddy the waters. And mostly just because I thought my audience would find it funny.
Here's some more of Tucker's conversation with Mackey. Let's take a look.
So we have to, and I want to play this. This is from Hillary Clinton. This is from this April, so long after you were indicted, long after you went on trial. And this is Hillary Clinton describing that meme.
There was just a trial in Brooklyn where a guy who had been one of the main, I guess he was one of the main people running memes against me in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
He went from what you could consider free speech. I mean, both Nancy and I have pretty thick skins. People say all kinds of things about us. But he went from that to running a very deliberate effort to mislead people about where and how to vote.
Yeah.
So it went from speech to action meant to subvert the election because thousands of people who they targeted through their algorithms, I can text my vote for Hillary Clinton.
So Hillary Clinton, I want to deconstruct that in some greater detail in a minute, but Hillary Clinton apparently took that very seriously. You were using quote, algorithms to subvert the election with that meme.
I don't even really know what she means by that. I don't know. I guess you post something and it gets taken up into algorithms. I'm not exactly sure. I was surprised that she said that.
Did you have personal algorithms that you used?
No.
Okay.
No. It's just copy, paste, and click a button.
So this guy is going to spend 7 months in prison over this. He was facing up to 10 years all over reposting what is obviously a joke meme from 4chan. I find this incredibly concerning and disturbing. These types of memes regarding voting by text were pretty prevalent during the 2016 election on both sides. And it was universally acknowledged that these were a joke because conceivably no one would be stupid enough to actually believe that you could vote via text. The fact that only one person got swept up in actually being prosecuted over this, and it's someone who didn't even make the meme in the first place. He simply reposted it once as a joke. And now Hillary Clinton is accusing him of some sophisticated vote suppression effort is just beyond the pale. And I really feel for this guy who, as he said, was S-posting on Twitter throughout the election because he supported Trump, never imagined that he would be going to jail for simply exercising his free speech rights on social media.
I can imagine the courtroom, this guy just saying, Your Honor, I was just posting. Hillary Clinton framing this as he was running memes against me tells you just how literate she is when it comes to being online. But I really think the outside's focused on this by Hillary Clinton, which is rich considering her history within the Democratic Party, subverting the progressive vote. But just the Democratic establishment as a whole, people who care about the integrity of elections, being more upset about this scheme, I do think maybe it was intentional. But I don't think it's as severe as when we consider there are more polling places open in, you know, Milwaukee than in Madison. When we think about, more polling places were open in Madison than Milwaukee, despite Milwaukee being more populous, when we consider what happened just this past Tuesday in Mississippi, a state that's 40% Black, and around the city of Jackson in Hinds County, you had polling places just run out of ballots and people's vote not counted. So the voter suppression is built into the system. It's much more convenient, I think, to focus on this individual and focus on the memes than focus on the real problems with the electoral process in the country and really how people are disenfranchised because we have chosen to focus on this instead of investing in election integrity. But even candidates like Hillary Clinton, who make a big deal about this, are probably the exact same people who benefit from there being more places to vote in Madison than in Milwaukee. These are people who want to subvert the progressive vote within their party. And so I just think it's a distraction to focus on this instead of the real problems.
Yeah, it certainly seems like this is just more of Hillary Clinton's bitterness that she didn't win in 2016. She wants to go after someone who has relatively little power.
Yeah, anyway, I'm just going to cut that clip there. But yeah, so we see, you know, I just don't see this case going anywhere. I can't believe he got convicted. You know, I just can't believe that. This is going to get overturned like a motherfucker. There ain't no way. This is a freedom of speech. And all he did was copy and paste something. He's not the original creator of it in the first place. You know what I mean? So I don't see how he got convicted. I just don't. I don't get it.
Something was wrong. To me like this guy had some elaborate plan to, like, you know, let's make a campaign out of this. Let's get a group of people together and, you know, deliberately mislead people and stuff like that. I mean, he just copy-pasted the meme, something that we all do. You know, and I think I even remember seeing a meme like that. I remember seeing several like that. And we were laughing. If people are stupid enough to fall for it, you know, then it's on them, you know? You know, don't they get shit in the mail and say, hey, go here to vote? Register by this date. Here's how you go to vote. You know, you get all this shit in the mail from your county election office and stuff. And so if you're going to believe a meme as being factual, then you need a stupidity check, man. You really do.
That's why I mentioned retarded. Go ahead, Sarge. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, but you got to remember, guys, and you got to keep reminding yourself of this. This country is woke. Wokeism is Maoism, American style. One of the greatest sins you can commit in Red China, the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, was to make jokes about the leader. You got locked up or killed if you did.
Right.
Now, we're not quite that bad yet, but we're starting to assume attributes of these regimes. Mm-hmm. This is not an isolated incident. We got to remember, we got to see the forest. We're looking at a tree. This is a tree of the forest. We're becoming Sovietized, Marxized, Wokeized. All of these things are of a piece. So we shouldn't be surprised by what we're seeing here. This is Soviet shit.
But
this is CCP shit. This is Nazi shit.
Right, but I'm just saying Hillary Clinton ain't nobody. She shouldn't have that kind of power to do that to this guy. You know, but she does.
We got a constitution.
You know what I mean?
It's like it doesn't matter anymore. Our constitution should forbid this automatically.
Yeah.
It shouldn't even be an argument. But the man is going to jail. He's in jail despite the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, the supreme law of land over and above all others. What difference does it make? He's going.
Yeah, nothing.
I'm telling you, we're becoming Sovietized. We better realize it.
But like I said, my main argument, he wasn't the creator of it. He wasn't the author of it. None of that. He just copied and pasted.
Didn't matter.
Right.
He repeated a joke that made fun of the dear leader. That's all you have to do.
But she's not a leader. Hillary Clinton never was a leader.
It doesn't matter.
Well,
she was supposed to be the leader. It doesn't matter. None of it matters.
All you
have to do is bring offense against the people who have carried forth
the right
brave
thing.
New
she
ideology.
She was supposed to be.
Hillary Clinton was the standard bearer.
Right.
She was the standard bearer.
Yeah, she was supposed to be. That's exactly right. She was supposed to be. She was supposed to be the winner.
Exactly.
I mean, they were in shock when they seen Trump taking it. They were, oh, my God, you know. This ain't fucking right.
Were they ever.
It wasn't
supposed to happen. That's why they made sure it didn't happen in 2020.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. They brought a fucking virus to make damn sure it didn't happen. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, man, I remember that. Well, you know, right now the numbers are up on Trump right now, and, you know, we don't seem to think, because they, you know, they're turning on the show, bam, Trump. You know, they all predicted Hillary Clinton. They all predicted her as the winner.
3 o'clock in the morning, everybody gone out of the polling places. Nobody was there to watch the count. Was the law says you're supposed to have nonpartisan observers that observe the count. All of a sudden, 3 o'clock in the morning, we had to do it because we had to make sure we got the vote out. We had a water main break. Everything had to clear everything out because water main
break.
They're going to try to do it again. If we let them, they will do it again.
I think they will. They will. You know, like I said, you know, when Alex Jones was talking about, you know, Biden getting assassinated, Trump getting assassinated, so they could put what they want in there. You know, that would not shock me. I'm kind of expecting it. I hate to say that. I really do. I hope it doesn't ever happen. I really don't. Neither one of me. As much as I hate Joe Biden, I don't want to see him die over some stupid shit. You know, like the other presidents died over stupid shit. You know? Martin Luther King died over stupid shit.
I don't want to see him die because I don't want to wish death on anybody, even a sack of shit like Joe Biden. But that might even make it more likely that his heir would get elected and they carry forth the same hideous policies that he would.
But see, we're not realizing something. If this man does die for any other reason, whatever, which I hope he don't, then Kamala Harris becomes the president of the United States of America. Now, how's it going to look after that? How's it going to look, fellas, ladies, you know? Wow. The first female president of the United States of America. Wow. Cackles like the fucking, well, I can't say a joke about her because I might go to jail.
She's a hyena. She's a species of hyena.
Well,
I don't know exactly which one. It might be
a new scientific discovery. Yeah, but I'm not copying and pasting that, though. freedom, fuck.
Yeah.
Really? What the fuck is freedom? Who has any? You got any? Spare me, man. I'm a little low this week, man.
They're coming for me, too.
The only freedom we have is to comply with our government. That's the only freedom we have.
Here's the word I want to see revived, and I like to hear this word a lot more. Even more so than the word freedom, liberty. That means freedom from arbitrary and capricious government control. We've got that everywhere. We need liberty, like Patrick Henry said, or death. We need to bring back the idea of liberty. People think the government is supposed to do this. It's supposed to do that. It's for your own good. You need the government to fix this, that, and the other. We need to restore the concept of liberty.
Absolutely. But that is not in nobody's mind. Maybe 1% of the whole population. 1%.
Yep.
Thinks that. You know,
yeah,
nobody
I told
else.
You how to do it, Sarge. I mean, the Republic told you how to do it. I mean, that woman had a video for 30 minutes long that, Sarge, that she tells you how to do it through the Republic lawfully. Each state just has to get involved.
Yeah, but they're not going to do it. The states ain't going to do it because they don't want to rock the money boat, you know, because the federal is the money boat to these states, you know.
JFK rocked the money boat. What happened to him?
Yeah, well, he was attacking the Federal Reserve. He was going for
the He did. He was going to do away with the Federal Reserve. That's attacking the money.
Yeah.
It's in there.
You're right. Well, That's right. Don't fuck with the money.
I think Ron Paul's book, Liberty Defined, should be like standard reading in high school. Like every single high school student should read Liberty Defined because Ron Paul, I think, did it best. You're wondering what liberty means.
Well, you know, that's, you know.
Good. I wish people would read something about liberty. That's what people, I mean, you almost never hear anyone use the word liberty. It's always freedom. Always.
Right.
The framers were constantly using the word liberty. Liberties. Mm-hmm. Their liberties, their immunities, their privileges. mm-hmm. their liberty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was this is this an infringement or a danger upon liberty? Except, well, they did want governance. Not like they wanted us to be in a state of anarchy. They did want the police power to be part of governance. They just didn't want it to be anything other than that which was enumerated and that which did not violate inalienable rights. It was a tension, and they thought that the tension had to be in proper balance, and they thought that tension could be best maintained by sticking as closely as possible to the Constitution and keeping government from doing anything it was not expressly authorized to do.
There's too much corruption, for Sarge. Too much corruption. You know? You got to have a crew. You got to have enough people behind you. Otherwise, you're not going to get it done. You know? Too many people. There's too many stories. This country's a big place, man. There's a lot of cities, a lot of towns where there's, you know, there's not really a lot of corruption, but most of them are, though. Every city is. Every city got just filth, just totally filth.
Well, even the constitutional scheme envisions at least, if not a majority, oftentimes a consensus. Like, you notice how many times you see in the Constitution two-thirds, three-fourths, or this, that, or the other. And there's a reason for that. They didn't want things just to be achieved by a bare majority, like how we got Obamacare, you know? One vote in the middle of the night after they're pressuring everybody, and they changed the whole health care system in the United States forever by one goddamn vote. Okay? They want stuff like that. They wanted big things like that to have a true consensus, you know? I like I said, somewhere around two-thirds of the people agreeing or three-fourths of the people agreeing. You see it written down there in the Constitution. So you can see what they really intended. Now, I understand it couldn't be that way for every damn thing. Some things, yeah, are going to be decided by a simple majority. But it's certainly in grand affairs, they didn't want things like that to be narrowly decided. And we're violating that principle almost every day nowadays. Right? We had huge changes in governmental policy, social structure, and culture, and like with this this invasion of the border, and everybody's against it. Hell, you got three-fourths of the people that are against it, and it's still going on.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, isn't it?
I've been watching the Convention of the States. That movement actually has been slowly growing, you know, across the country, the Convention of the States. And they've been doing it quietly for a long time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Good in a way.
But it's all getting more psychotic by the day. I'm looking at the fact of the money. You know what I mean? They've got the economy so fucked up now. You know, where it's getting hard for people to survive. And we're winding up more homeless people out here. You know what I mean? And we're going to see it every day. Somebody's coming homeless. I mean, I don't know what the statistics are on how many people become homeless every day. By the day, I don't know. I'll have to look that up from the Google God and see maybe what it knows. But it's getting bad, man.
Money. They're contracting too much of the money.
I'm going to tell you a little story about money. We have a local grocery store here. Well, we have actually. It's kind of a chain of stores. This company called Country Mart, okay, Price Cutter, they own it, okay? Well, what has happened, 10 of these stores has just sold out their pharmacies, got rid of the pharmacies, sold to Walgreens, okay? So these stores no longer have pharmacies in them, no more, these grocery stores, right? And a lot of people don't realize the infraction what this has done, the problem this has caused. The customers were never told this was going to happen, you know what I mean? You know what it's like to have to go get your fucking shit transferred to another fucking pharmacy? And everything ain't close together here either. So, I mean, you got to travel to get your drugs, you know what I'm saying? So all the other pharmacies, there's only one pharmacy in town now. But anyway, since this one closed there. But you know why they closed it? You ain't going to believe this.
Okay.
But they said they would make more money off having a Starbucks, these motherfuckers. Starbucks.
Assholes.
Okay, now, I live in the woods. And maybe a couple of people would go to Starbucks, you know, but no. This just ain't the area for a Starbucks. You know what I mean? They're popping them fuckers open like Dollar Generals. You know what I mean? I'm serious. Everywhere you go, there's a fucking Starbucks. And every time there is one in a grocery store here. And I never see nobody there. Every time I go in the store, there's somebody playing around behind the counter, you know, but nobody's doing nothing. Nobody's doing shit. So how could that be the moneymaker? Because they're leasing out the space to them anyway. You know what I mean? They're leasing it out to, you know, Starbucks. But my issue is, why would you take away something that the people need then give them something they might want? Needs and wants. You know, there's two different things here. You know, I figure you're going to make more money off profitability if you're getting a share of the cut of the fucking dope you're selling, you know, out of the dope house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There'd be more money in that. You know what I'm saying? So, because if you're getting a part of their, you know, a piece of their sales, which you are, you're going to be charging part of the sales. You're going to get a percentage off that. You know, and there ain't going to be too, and you got an economy where people can barely afford to pay the fucking rent, let alone $20 for a fucking little bucket shot glass of coffee. You know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, fast food,
right,
McDonald's,
now,
all these motherfuckers are getting outrageously expensive. People, you know, just cannot afford it no more.
Yeah, yeah. And the insurance companies, they refuse to pay. Like my dad, he had a $500,000 life insurance policy, and I was a beneficiary. And I've been fighting these people for a freaking year. And I've done everything they've asked. I finally got the nail in the coffin. I got the doctors to sign off, my father's primary care physician to sign off. The lawyer said the insurance company requires this affidavit, and they know the average person was not going to be able to travel across the country and get this. But, see, I got connections, and I had one of my friends go do it, and I got it and faxed it over to him. I didn't mail it to him. I faxed it to him, and now pay me my damn money, motherfuckers, you know?
Uh-huh.
2 weeks to take. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Right.
That's what I wanted to take.
Right. But they'll come up with something.
Oh, I know they probably will.
Yeah. I mean, don't be in shock. That's all I'm telling you, man. Don't be in fucking shock.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I've called ERISA, okay, and I've contacted the insurance commissioner for the state of Connecticut. So I've already, one step ahead of them on the complaint process. So.
Right. Yeah, well, you got to stay on top of them because they're going to find any way they can maneuver out of it. That's just how they fucking do it. My brother used to be an insurance broker, and he specialized in SR-22 insurance. And I said Bobby, man, why is SR-22 insurance so important? You're brokering this. He goes, well, because motherfuckers need it. Motherfuckers fuck up. They get caught in the system, and they get hung up in the motherfucker, and they're fucked, and they got to come to me to get out. So they got to give me whatever I want for every week. Every week they have to make payments to this motherfucker. You know what I mean? And he said the cheapest one he actually had payment, it was $125 a week for one guy. You know, some are paying $250,
$275, $300,
$350 a week. Oh, yeah. Insurance premium. Yeah, so. But you got to have that SR-22 insurance to be able to drive. To have that privilege, you got to have it. You have to have the interlock system in your truck or car, too. You got to have the ankle bracelet. Wow. That costs, too. I had a buddy of mine, that motherfucker just went through that shit. He had an ankle bracelet plus a breathalyzer in his fucking truck, okay?
Oh, my God.
The ankle bracelet cost him $100 a week. The breathalyzer was $250 a week. So it's $350.
Oh,
fucking,
my
or,
God.
No, about $500 a week he had to pay to have freedom. When it came down to it. Yeah.
That's dead wrong.
Wasn't even convicted of the case yet. Wasn't even convicted, but it's part of his fucking release deal. I'm like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
He had to go to probation officer. All kinds of shit. All he got was a fucking DUI. There was no accident, no damage, nobody got hurt. None of that shit. Nothing, you know. I'm like, holy.
You lose your license automatically for a year. Automatically for a year before you can go to court.
No, he ain't lost them. He has not lost them. But if he didn't do this shit, pay all this money out every week, he wouldn't have them. They'd take them. But he owns a business and he needs his license. He trips on it. I fucked that license. I told him, I didn't have a driver's license in years. I might have one, but I'd never use it. You know, but I'll never renew it. I guarantee I don't have tow trucks anymore. So I'm not towing, you know? So I don't need it. Fuck it. And if I do tow something, it's my own shit. That's all there is to it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't, I'm not scared of these motherfuckers, man. I'm a sovereign citizen, that bullshit. No, I'm not no fucking sovereign. I'm a goddamn constitutionalist. I believe in the right. I believe in reality.
The Supreme Court, ruled you have a right to travel.
You do. That's right. More than once. More than once.
Yeah.
They have. Yeah. But they, you keep coming
to
all
the
states.
So how come they get around that? How can they get around that shit?
You give them consent. You do. We the people do. We give them consent.
Kind of hard not to when you're at the end of a gun, you know, or you got seven of them there ready to put a German Shepherd.
I don't worry about that either. I mean, I've had a few cops in my life regretted ever fucking with me. You know, they call people like me paper pirates. You know what I mean? You know what a paper pirate is? No, keeps filing shit against them, all kinds of shit. I mean, file this, file that, file this, file that. Motion. Just keep hitting them, man. Keep hitting them motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like, you know, I had a case one time against me, and I told this motherfucker.
That's what they did to me when they arrested me, kept hitting me.
Uh-huh. Well, that ain't cool. That ain't cool. Right. No, that wasn't cool. That'd be a lawsuit. They can't do that.
That's
they
right.
Can't beat on you. They can't do that.
No, they sure did.
Yeah, it's not good. No, it can't do that legally.
Concussion, had a concussion, everything.
Really? Are you filing a lawsuit against
them? I did. I sent you the paperwork in the chat room one time. I told you to take a look at it. They shot me right down. You could look it up on the internet. It's Gibson versus Freeman. It's on the internet.
I think I did look at that. It's something when I can't. I'm sorry, Joseph. I'm bad. You have to send it back to me. Send it again.
Yeah.
We'll get together. I'll give you my email. Just double get together.
All right.
We'll hook up and I'll take a look at it. I remember that. I do remember. I didn't finish it. I can't remember why. I just slipped my mind. I forgot about it. But yeah, I remember. I filed it,
and the magistrate sat on it. I filed a TRO and a preliminary injunction also with the TRO, and then I went with the 1983, and the magistrate sat on it, you know, because under Rule 65, they're supposed to go right before the district court judge when you try to get a TRO or, emergency injunction.
Right.
Of course, they sat on it for 65 days, or 45 days, excuse me, and then they ruled against me, shot me down. They said, they all had qualified immunity. I could go under the 11th Amendment, so I didn't have a right to sue them. That's what
but you can still file on it. It ain't gonna matter. You can file on shit for eternity. You know, I got in trouble with a judge. I pre-filed too early one time before 30-day period. But fuck them, I didn't care. You know, and then fucking threatened to fucking file a motion against me for sanctions. Try to sanction me for $2,000, man. I said, motherfucker, it's going to cost you more money by having to come fucking out here to come to court all the time, bitch. And I'll just file bankruptcy on your shit. I won't give a flying fuck about you. I don't care. You can get it. Fuck you. You can sanction
me. Well, he left the case open against one officer. Why, I don't know. He left it open. He says, if I can identify the one officer there, he'll let me refile the case. And I could, taking names.
It was dismissed without prejudice, what you got, apparently.
Yeah.
So you can refile.
Yeah.
Just got to get your shit together for it. Yeah. So that alone, that gives,
just a
you
nightmare,
base, that gives you enough basis alone right off the bat. It gives you enough basis alone to refile right away, anytime. You know, it stretches out your statute of limitation. But as far as their immunity goes, when they violate the constitutional right, that immunity goes out the fucking door. A friend of mine was with me one time and I got pulled over. And the way I talked to the cop, it blew his mind. He goes, how do you remember that shit? I said, because it's real easy. It ain't much to say. I said, I just tell him that my rate's $1,000 a minute and you relinquish and dismiss your right to immunity. If you talk to me, that means you understood terms and conditions. So if the cop opens his fucking mouth, he understood terms and conditions. He just got off that immunity he had. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
I told him, if you talk to me, then you relinquish your fucking immunity, right to immunity. So
well,
that
it's not the first time I dealt with these people now. You know, I mean, like when I was younger, back 30 years ago, this kid wrote a book about me, actually. I let this college kid write a book about my case or whatever, I don't know why I did it, but, he I actually sued the state of Connecticut, and
you know, attorney general represented them, and that made national news back in 2003. And, you know, I lost that case, too. You know, they shot me down.
Right.
You know,
right.
I had a jury trial even, you know.
Right.
They rigged
no
it. They declared the case a mistrial. You ever hear of a United States civil rights case being declared as a mistrial because the jury fears for their safety? You ever heard of a civil case being declared a mistrial? Because, halfway through the trial now, mind you.
Not for that reason, no.
No.
I have, but not for that reason, no. I don't, no.
No, a criminal trial, maybe.
Yeah, but who was threatened? What was he fearing, you know?
The jury felt scared because of the testimony that was given. They thought that they could not rule either side. They thought that I would go after him or the state would, because it involved a lot of violence and corruption within the state, you know, and they were afraid,
right.
You know.
Right. So, in other words, they didn't want no involvement with the bullshit because the state come around and fucked them. Right. I get it. I do get why they would do that. I could see it. Because bullies, the state's the bully. They are bullies. Not saying you are. Not likelihood that you would be to them. But, you know, but that'd be enough to go back into federal court with that. That'd have to be go federal. It'd be, you know,
we did. We tried it again. They tried and retried it again. And this time they rigged the jury on me. I know they did. Handpicked them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then we went back and I lost, you know, the second time around. And then I sued again after the second murder attempt on my wife. I mean, the guy flat out was liable. I mean, he set me up. I mean, a blind man could see that. And that's when I got the hell out of the state. And I said, brother, I'm out of here. Fuck this.
Yeah.
You're going to try to kill me again, you know?
Yeah, because they know who you are, that they have a vendetta against you. I know quite a few other people that had that same problem, man, where they grew up at.
These guys
the
were pros,
knew,
man.
Knew
they were
fucking
professional hitmen.
Totally fucking with them. Yep.
Yeah, these people were professional hitmen. I'm telling you, man, they did it very quick, very slick. They set me up
good.
Good.
You're still here.
And I was waiting for it, and they still snuck me, you know?
Wow.
Pull the trigger, man. Put a gun to my head. Pull the trigger. The gun jammed. Otherwise, my head would have been all over the freaking street. You know, and they stabbed me in the chest, and they thought they killed me and left me there in the middle of the road. But I was able to crawl back into my car and call 911 and, you know, spent a good week and a half in Yale New Haven Hospital, you know, and almost died. Time to go. Time to leave state.
Crazy.
When you know too much, it's time to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, no, too much is not good. That's a fact. You know,
I haven't been right.
You know, like the good old boy scenario. You know, that's how we have it here.
Yeah.
It's a good old boy.
Well,
thing,
you remember Joe Lieberman, right? You remember Joe Lieberman,
right?
The guy who ran for vice president with Al Gore, right? I had dirt on that motherfucker. Yeah, that son of a bitch, that fucking Jew cocksucking son of a bitch. He was corrupt as a motherfucker. You know, we would. I had more on him than Biden. You know.
No shit. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a piece of fucking work. He was a piece of fucking work.
Yep, that kike motherfucker. Yeah. I bet he's the one probably want to get that hit out on me. Maybe who knows?
Wow. Yeah, that guy was a piece of work too. Jesus, man.
Yeah, they were shipping drugs into the country and shit. Man, I had them all.
Oh,
I had them fucking with drugs fucking being shipped in through the fucking prosecutor's office, all kinds of shit,
but
man.
Nobody could outdo the Clintons. Nobody could outdo the Clintons, man.
No.
They were the biggest dope dealers in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They would have made it. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, yeah,
I told
like them two
I
little
told
boys
said,
got
said,
killed
now,
out in New York, Arkansas. Those two little boys got killed in New York, so they got ran over by a fucking train. Now
Mina, Arkansas.
Mina.
That's where they had
Mina,
the Barry Seal. Barry Seal.
Yep.
They had the airport out there. They were flying the drugs in, the cocaine, and the Contras.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yep. I remember
that.
I heard about
that.
Well, I remember
that
rumors about it.
That was Bill and Hillary.
Yep.
Oh,
Bill Governor Clinton. He was governor. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker.
Did you ever see that one
about
his
kid? I used to hear stories about that.
Did you ever see that half-breed kid? He's half black, half white. And he looks just like Bill Clinton. Just like that motherfucker, man. Swear to God. and he is Bill Clinton's kid. And, you know, because, you know, this kid's mom was a prostitute, and Bill Clinton fucked her and got that's you know how he came along, you know.
Tax sucker. And
yeah, but Bill won't say identify him or nothing. And
wow,
they won't allow a DNA test. The kid's trying to get a DNA test to prove the fact that Bill Clinton's his dad. You know that shit.
I bet that kid, he must be scared to death. He'd get whacked any day.
I don't know. I haven't heard about this kid in a long time.
I told them, I said, I'm leaving the state and you're letting me leave. I said, otherwise, you know what? This is strike three. You guys didn't get me. Now I'm coming after you, you know, one by one, you know. And they called me in. They said, well, go ahead and leave the state. And they gave me a little check for every month for the rest of my life, you know. Not much, but... And then just, that was it. I came down here, started my life all over, opened up a landscaping business and, you know, signed a bunch of disclosing agreements that I couldn't talk about, a lot of stuff that happened and blah, blah, blah. You know, so that's what happened. True story. Matter of fact, Lori Ann's got a copy of one of the book, some of the story that they wrote about me. I sent her a copy. Sarge does too, actually.
Well, I know. I need a copy of that.
Really?
Yeah, yours is a saga. I still haven't read it, though, admittedly. You know, it's one of those...
Yeah.
I always have more books than I'll ever... get around to reading, you know? Just one of those things.
Yeah, but what's
although
the back cover
thing?
Although
it's not like it's like tiny, small print or anything, so it should be like that.
Yeah. But what's the back cover say, though?
You know,
they said, Jerry fears for safety, begs out of trial, right? That was the front page of the newspaper. That was a copy of that.
Yeah, Bridgeport jury fears for safety, wants out of the trial. 8-member panel dismissed after fearing their safety.
Yeah.
Something
crazy.
Really spooked the jury. Joseph Murley, attorney.
Yeah, that was my lawyer.
Bill, here it is. Bill Clinton's alleged son pleads with Monica Lewinsky for help with a DNA test. Why would Monica Lewinsky want a DNA test? For that sperm on her shit? But Bill Clinton's son is that black kid I was talking about, you know? He looks just like, got the same facial as Bill Clinton. He's got it all.
Big head.
I'm gonna throw the link in the chat room if I can, if I don't lose that.
Hey there, meet Nobu's Firefly Glass.
All right, sorry about that.
Well, you know, it's the same Clintons. You know, Clinton was in power with the Branch Davidians down in Waco, Texas, got ambushed. Okay, and that was over drug running and weapons. Okay, Janet Reno, the butcher of Waco.
Oh, she's corrupt, Janet Reno, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's a corrupt bitch. There ain't no doubt about that, okay? But that's why they were shut up, because they had videotape evidence of airplanes landing on this little abandoned airstrip that was just on their next property. I seen it with my own two eyes. 12:01 at night and offloading something in white vans that had government plates on them.
Was
that
yeah.
That link in the chat for all y'all for that Bill Clinton thing. If you're in chat. I don't think you guys are in chat, are you? Well, Gunslinger, you are.
I might be in there, sure.
I don't
what is it? No, yeah, you're right. Those vans you talk about, yeah, they have them at PTI Airport. They caught smuggling weapons to Venezuela about 10 years ago, the CIA. You know? So it's crazy,
that,
man.
After that compound supposedly burned to the ground by their own hand bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as it was a little bit cooled off a little bit, they had witnesses there taking the two double doors that were on the front, loading them into a government with bullet holes in it. If you know anything about guns, you can tell the direction that a bullet goes through a metal door, whether it came from the outside in or the inside out. These came from the outside in. So what does that tell you?
Lying it. Yeah, there are lots of, well, you have to figure there's going to be corruption. There's government this large, many agencies, as many employees as employees, people are going to be on the take. There's going to be corruption. You know, it's just when it becomes policy, that's what you got to worry about. And I just don't think it's policy of a lot of these places. I really don't, because it'd just be too much of a scandal.
Oh, yeah, scandal, yeah. But it's up there from the head to toe.
Yeah, but the Clintons, yeah, and corrupt, Clinton. Obviously.
They're corrupt, yeah. And, you know, and I was down there right after that shit happened. Because I only live 65 miles from Waco. Okay, me and a buddy fine. We drove down there. And I wanted to see this fucking place because, you see, it was blasted on the fucking news 24 hours a day for, what was it, 54 days or something like that, that they had it under siege. And I wanted to see that fucking place. So we went. We drove down there. Sure enough, I'm going, holy shit, would you look at this? I couldn't believe it. Remember that? Do you remember that yellow school bus that they had buried? They showed it on the news all the time.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I stood on top of it. I stood on top of it.
Wow.
I was walking through the thing, and all of a sudden, I seen this. I said, yellow school. And part of it was buried. I said, Bob, come over here and look at this, man. That's that school bus they're talking about. Still right on top of the motherfucker. And I'm going, man, it would give you fucking cold chills, let me tell you. Hey, me cold chills up and down my spine, let me tell you.
That one link I put in the chat room was the link to fucking the movie Idiocracy, if y'all haven't seen that flick. You got nothing to do to watch
it. Is it pretty good?
Oh, it's fucking hilarious. It's about 500
years.
You've
never seen Idiocracy? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no shit.
It is a must.
Yeah.
You have to watch Idiocracy.
Yeah, they try to cockblock me putting this movie out, period.
Send it to me in the instant message.
I don't have instant message. Oh.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
On Facebook. It better be
you. Yeah, I can send it to you.
Yeah, Laurie, can you do that? Thank you, dear.
I
do.
I
just, I'm
I'll
high
be nice.
Stoned on the mind. Thank you for once. God damn. You just amaze me sometimes. I love you so much. You just don't understand, Laurie. You know, it's just getting really serious. I'm, you know, really thinking things about you.
I know. You're going to have to try to contain it, though. I don't want you to start stalking me or
I might have
like
to.
That.
I mean,
because you love me so much.
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get one of them rooms, that fucking townhouse there on the third floor, so I can look down in your house. You know, that's what looks like eyeball it. fuck, what?
You might be afraid
not?
Of what you see. You might be like, oh, shit, never mind.
No. Oh, no. You'd be like fucking Jones or, I mean, why do you call him Jones? Clark. J. Clark. Yeah, damn it. Yeah. Oh, no. You know. Oh my God. Anyway, tonight Laurie's going to be on.
I spent some time with him on his show last night when I bowed out
We were listening. We were listening to you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, hey, speaking of these people like that, you can look up on YouTube John Joe Gray. Okay, he's kind of like a survivalist. John Joe Gray, down at Cedar Creek Lake, just 65 miles to the east of me. That's where I used to have lake lots at, down there on Cedar Creek Lake. And he witnessed a murder in Seven Points. That's a little town right there, one little asshole town. Okay, and they was going to kill him. They was trying to, he retreated to his property right there on the Trinity River. And we went down there one day to deliver some food. We heard about it on the internet, and we went down there and we started to go into this field or this off this road and everything. And all of a sudden, we heard about five shotguns going off. So we turned around. We kind of went back to town, and we came back later, and we drove up right to his gate, and him, his wife, and two sons came out to the gate to meet us. John had a .45 on his side, an AK-47 strung over his back, and so did his wife, and so did his two sons, .45s on their sides. They said, you want me? You come get me. It's going to be World War III. And, man, we sat there and talked to him for a long time. We sat there and talked to him about 2 or 3 hours. Nicest people you can fucking ever meet, man. Country, you know, down to earth, you know, nicest fucking people. But the dude witnessed a murder in that little fucking town of Seven Points, Texas, was so goddamn corrupt, they got out to kill his ass. Had drive-by shootings the whole fucking 9 yards. Yeah. Even Alex Jones went down there and interviewed him. It's on YouTube. I met that man. Yep. That is crazy. That is crazy.
You ever talk to people on Facebook or something or whatever, and it's like they've been on your Facebook forever, and like this person, I don't even remember who this person is. But I messaged him 1,000. He messaged me like 1,000 times. He or she, I don't know, like 1,000.